The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Follow us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Giant Communications pregame show. Our coverage of local high school football is made possible by our sports boosters, featuring our title sponsor, Peru State College.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Ashton area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Ashton, or check them out at westsidevetashton.com.
Hey, we welcome you to Guy Galley Field here on the campus of Barnhillman Academy in Atchison, Kansas. High school football on a Friday night on Care Radio, and we're underway. We've gone 3 or 4 minutes early, but it's all good as the flip of the coin won by ACCHS. The Tigers said, give me the ball. They fair caught the kickoff, and it is first down at the 35. Little pitch around to the near side is into the hands of Justin Vester. He'll lose the ball. It's on the ground, and who's coming up with it? The Ravens come up with it, or Vester get back on it. It's Raven football!
As Vester got to the sideline, he fumbled the ball, and it was a great job by Morehill Mount Academy, able to push the ball back into the field of play, and the Ravens are going to take the ball away on the first play of the game.
Didn't I see something like that last Sunday night?
Yeah, see, things like that happen. So Morehill Mount Academy going to start this possession at the 35-yard line. So a big break right there for the home team on homecoming 2022. Got a lot of things to talk about here tonight. This is a district game. It's a cross-county rivalry. A lot of fun here tonight.
Quarterback is going to make a pitch and into the backfield down for the Ravens. It's going to be Jonkin Ngwaba, and he will be hit and dropped for the loss of a yard by Ty Crossland. First of all, we want to welcome you. Neil is our producer and engineer in the Care Radio studios tonight. Neil, we appreciate your hard work. Gus counts with me here in the booth. Tom counts, and here at Guy Galley Field in Atchison, Kansas. The Ravens quickly up over the football. It's a second down, 11, just underway. At the 36-yard line in Tiger territory, quarterback Mark Harris, the senior, back to throw. Deep drop, feeling heat, throwing deep, and it is going to be over the head of the intended receiver who had stopped his route and was covered deep downfield. It'll bring up a third and long.
Yeah, that time he was just checking one deep, hoping for the best, but really the closest person around that was the Tiger free safety, Kratom Bowerly. Bowerly at 6 foot, 170-pound sophomore defensive back. He's a ball hawk back there, and he is a guy who does a great job covering sideline to sideline for this Tiger.
In fact, he's the guy who caught that fair catch on the kickoff for Atchison County. Third down, 11. Ravens with the football. Cooper will go to the right side now, again in motion to the right, back to throw. Harris looking over the middle. He's got his man. It's going to be batted away. Looking for Cooper Pound, knocked free by Justin Vester. And the Tigers look now at a fourth down and 11.
Vessler quick to get his hands in there and bust that pass attempt up. That time just running a little crossing pattern across the middle of the field, trying to pick up about half of the yards necessary. Instead, they'll be looking at a fourth and 11 backed up to the 36-yard line.
Joe Byan is the center tonight for MHMA. Big guy in the middle leads him to the line of scrimmage, and Harris is going to roll right, look downfield, has a man open. It's going to be caught and then dropped, and penalty markers down. Is that a hole back here?
Actually, I think you might have had an offensive lineman that got down the field a little too quickly.
The pass is caught, and it's enough for a first down, but let us see what this penalty is going to be. Referee comes over, and it is going to be offensive holding. That's a tough break for the Ravens.
I kind of thought it was in a player downfield because once he caught it, there was a lineman like a yard from him. And so I was like, maybe got away a little bit. But holding will back this thing up if it's at the 40. So they're going to take this thing back to midfield. And if you're Moorhill Mount Academy, now you start thinking about punting this thing away and trying to flip the field position.
And
it's not always fun, but it's the right decision.
They're going to bring in the kick unit, and Matt Worley is going to be the return man for ACCHS. The Tigers hitter, head coach Alex Thornburg, coming into the game at 4-1. This kick is not good off the side of the punter's foot, and it is going to be a net of less than 10 yards.
So we're going to see where they mark it down at the 40, still walking the 44-yard line. So a six-yard punt right there will give ACCHS the ball about where they fumbled it. Actually, probably have picked up about 5 yards from where they turned the ball over.
Each team's had a possession. Neither team has gotten a first down. Atchison County with the football, first and 10. And they'll have great field position beginning the series at their own 44-yard line. We're a minute 6 into the game. 2 possessions in already. Quarterback's going to take it out of the double wing, hand off into the backfield. They'll cut back into the middle of the line, and Johnkin makes the tackle after a 3-yard gain, but we got a penalty, and Gus, you're saying wave that back.
Yeah, another penalty this time against the Tiger offensive line. It was thrown right at the line of scrimmage. These two teams really struggling to just get anything put together in the early going.
Yeah, I was just going to say that game 6 of the year, you'd think that some of the kinks might have been worked out by now, but perhaps not yet. The holding call is made, and the penalty is being assessed. So for Atchison County, it's going to go back inside their own 35-yard line. We'll call it the 34, and it is now 1st and 20. We're still a minute 11 into the game.
For Moorhill Mount Academy, coming into this ball game at 2-3, the Tigers 4-1 with their lone loss coming a couple weeks ago at Rossville.
Quarterback Bryson Lee, thrown to the left side, has abandoned. It's going to be tipped away by Mark Harris. Knocked out of the hands of Justin Besser and incomplete. And that was a 20-plus yard pass. They were looking for the first down.
Yeah, and Bryson Lee is going to talk to Justin Besser after that play because Besser got down the field and kind of started slowing up. If he keeps that route and keeps running down the field, probably walking into the end zone after that one is... I think he kind of got to a point where he thought the quarterback was looking for him, and instead the quarterback just stayed on that 9 route all the way.
Trenton Kimmy is going to shift over to the left side. The Tigers are going to bring 2 receivers to the right with Besser and Worley. 2nd and 20. This time, quarterback back to throw. Lee rolls right, throwing that the same pass, and he's wide open at the 40. 35 down to the Raven, 30-yard line, and somehow big Trenton Kimmy, the 6'1" senior wideout,
got another marker down there at the 40-yard line. An eligible receiver downfield against the Tigers. So another tough break for ACCHS, but I think they've started to figure out what they can do against Moorhill Mount Academy, and that's just dial up the big pass. And that's not ACCHS's game, right? We watched them a couple weeks ago out in Winchester against JCN, and really it was just that ground-and-pound offense that they were able to just, you know, knock out 3, 5, 7, 9 yards at a time. Tonight, they've kind of come out with a different game plan. And can I tell you, some of it just might be the nerves of a rivalry type game.
2nd down and 25, and we are still not a minute and a half into the game.
As Al Michaels would say, a quarter of the field.
A quarter of the field. Everybody up along the line of scrimmage, and the handoff, no quarterback's going to keep it. Lee will sweep it to the left side, puts on a little speed, hurdles a player, and he's at the 45-50, racing down the left sideline and bumped out of bounds over there. We'll see where they spot him out, but he may have just picked up that first down. Luke Siebert with what very well may have been a touchdown saver right there.
Yeah, he did. That was a great job by Bryson Lee. And Bryson showed off some speed and probably let out a little aggression on that one because he's going to pick up a first down now down into Moorhill Mount Academy territory at the 43-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 Tigers.
First time the Tigers have been in Raven territory tonight. We're still scoreless with 10:25 to go. We're a minute and a 35 into the game now. Lee, 5 guys in the pattern, nobody back to block. He's just throwing it hard as he can down the right side. He's got a man, and it is broken up. That was excellent defense downfield by MHMA. The receiver was down there, and the defender just got a hand up there. Luke Siebert, nice job by the sophomore.
Yeah, Siebert's been the guy who's made a couple big plays already for the Morton Hill Mount Academy defense, and he's been tested early, but has answered the bell every time. The sophomore safety for MHMA going up against a speedy Trenton Kimmy right there. Trenton is 6'1", 185 pounds, and I'm telling you, he's a guy who can put some distance between you and himself very quickly.
And if you watch him play basketball, you also have to know he's got ups. So you can lob it up there, and he could go up and get it. Second down at 10 at the Tiger 43-yard line, or the Raven 43-yard line for the Tigers. ACCHS moving to football. Quarterback rolls right, looking to throw, being chased, throws across his body. He's got him wide open downfield. It's going to be caught at the 15. Down to the 5. Touchdown, Tigers! Every time downfield, Trenton Kimmy's been open, and that time Bryson Lee hits him for 43 yards and an ACCHS score.
Yeah, it was a nice job right there by not only Bryson Lee to see the pass, but Trenton Kimmy to be able to come back, make the reception, get past a couple defenders, and walk his way into the end zone. The Tigers get on the board first with possession number 2 of the night.
Kicking it will be also Bryson Lee for ACCHS, right foot soccer style kicker. Kimmy to hold. The boot is up, and it is wide, wide to the left side, and we've got a timeout of the field. 10:05 to go in the opening quarter here in Natchez in Kansas. ACCHS 6, Morton Hill Mount Academy nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Lamar Hillman Academy will put their kick return unit out on the field for the first time today as Jackson Weiss and James Peltzer are back deep for the return. I guess we talk about the youth of this Lamar Hillman Academy team. Their return men are a freshman and a sophomore. Trent Kimmy is the kickoff guy for the Tigers. You mentioned that ACCHS coming into the game at 4-1. Their only loss, no real disrespect. Gets a great team. Here's a kick away taken by an up man at the 30. Left side to the 40, and he's going to be down right there. Great coverage downfield by Colton Myers for the Tigers, and Ravens are going to put their offense back on the field. We are still not 2 minutes into this game.
So, for ACCHS, they were able to get into the end zone on their second possession of the night. For Morton Hill Mount Academy, this will be their first possession of the night. Their last one ended in a punt.
And quarterback Mark Harris is going to have single man in the backfield with him in Jonkin Ngwaba. He'll be on his left side. Two receivers to the right side, the wide side. Handoff is going to go to Jonkin. Little stiff arm. He's going to be hit. And exactly as it was with his first touch of the ball, he'll lose a yard. Trent Kimmy with the tackle. Same play that they ran play one tonight.
Okay. So, if you look out there, ACCHS is just a straight man, single high safety, and their linebackers really aren't worried about the running back out of the backfield. They're just closing downhill, expecting the run. Now ACCHS is going to try to play with 10, and now they're going to bring a safety in very late.
Well, I was counting. I thought there was one short. Now the ball is on the ground, and the Tigers think they've gotten it, but we've got penalties everywhere.
Yes, so Morton Hill Mount Academy had a man in motion. They snapped the ball. It hit the man in motion, bounded forward. The Tigers recovered it. That should have been a live football. I just think there was so much activity that the officials aren't really sure, but it was a good snap and a fumble.
This crew's been working really hard already, haven't
they? Yeah, see, illegal shift against Morton Hill Mount Academy declined in Tiger football.
There you go. Right. So
it just was a whole lot of action, and it really threw you for a second, but that was the right call. They had a man in motion. It hit the motion man. The Tigers were able to pick it up, so you decline the motion. ACCHS will have the football. Quickly is that first and 10 at the Morehill Mount Academy 38-yard line.
9:20 to go in the opening quarter. This is the Tigers' third possession in the opening quarter. 2.5 minutes into the game. Trips to the right side, one to the left. Did Bryson Lee, your quarterback, will hand off. They will sweep left. They've had the success running that way. Gets across the 35, down to the 30-yard line. A guy we haven't seen carry the ball a lot yet this year, running back Easton Schletzbaum, a 5'10" sophomore.
Jackson Weiss getting over there along with Johnkin and Guaba. And Morehill Mount Academy going to take a timeout and just kind of circle the wagons here.
Probably a pretty good idea. We're going to take a break with them, Neil. We're down to 9:15 to go. Opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas, where it's Atchison County 6, Morehill Mount Academy nothing.
It's fall at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they've got the fall blizzard menu to prove it. Check out all the new flavors, including Reese's Take 5, Oreo Hot Cocoa, and Berry Cherry Chip. And don't miss the blizzard of the month, Snickers Brownie. They're in the fall mood at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. You know it, you love it. It's fan food, not fast food.
Good to have you back with us here. Guy Galley Field on the MHMA campus. This is one of lots of games going on in the area tonight, right across town. The Atchison Phoenix are playing host, certainly for the first time in a very, very, very long time, if ever, to the Highland Park Scotties up at Amelia Earhart Stadium. Other games, you got Sabetha at Riverside tonight. Holton is out at Rossville. Rock Creek at Hiawatha. Royal Valley down 75 Highway to Hayden. Perry LeCompton's traveling to Jeff West. We'll cover some other games here as the evening wears on. I'll get you some more of those matchups going on around Northeast Kansas tonight.
We're going to see Perry LeCompton next Friday night.
We're going to go down to Perry.
Home of Jason.
Always hospitable, folks.
Home of Jason Nichols, so of course they're hospitable.
You got to love it, right? That would be Coach Nichols to you. Here's a first down call. Bryson Lee's back to throw.
Oh, wow.
Rolling right, throwing right. Got a man open at the goal line. Batted away and out of his hands and incomplete in the end zone.
That time, Morehill Mount Academy did a great job of closing quickly. Trenton Kimmy was wide open in the end zone when that pass first started. Then you looked a little further down. You had Colton Myers, but Morehill Mount Academy doing a great job of closing the gap and not allowing those guys to be that wide open at the end.
Stanislaus Yachico. A young man with the coverage downfield for the Ravens. With 9:10 to go and a stopped clock, Tigers leading it 6-0. They're looking now at a second down 10 at the Raven. What are they, about the 27-yard line. QB back to throw again, looking left, throwing left, same play, same way, but out of the reach. Pass just too deeply thrown as, again, they're looking downfield for Worley.
I'm just a little surprised at this team we're seeing from ACCHS today, right? We saw them 3 weeks ago in Winchester, and we didn't see any this type of an offense from Coach Thornburg.
What have we seen? Like two running plays, the first one of the game where they turned it over, and the second one where Bryson went about 30 yards.
Yeah, three, because we had the Easton Schlussbaum
30-yard
run.
Yeah.
But, you know, past that, we're seeing the Tigers just rear back and take care of their passing game and try to pick on these cornerbacks.
Here's your third down 10 call. Hand off left side, gaping hole. Taking it to the first down and a little bit more inside the 20-yard line. Nice run by Justin Vassar. First and 10 at the county. Right now, just when the Tigers run, they run left.
Yeah, and do you feel like right now the Tigers just are kind of doing what they want to do, right? They're really just trying to throw the ball and have fun, but when they really need the yards, it's like, oh, okay, I guess we'll run it. Because on the third and long calls, usually those are passing situations, that's when the Tigers have run the ball this evening.
First down call is a handoff, right side. They are going to go right this time at the 15, stretching it to the 10, headed to the edge, down at the 5, breaking a tackle, and bumped out of bounds on the near side. Trenton Kimmy, but there's a marker. It's against the Tigers.
Yeah, it's going to be a holding on the backside. It had nothing to do with the play. Really is what happened was backside in came crashing down, and the Tigers, he needs to be unblocked. Well, an offensive lineman said, wait a second, let's block him. And it just was a bad play.
So instead of first and goal inside the five, they'll push it back a little bit.
And can I tell you, I think that's the one thing as a player, as you get older, you start to understand that. A lot of times, there is a designed, unblocked man, right? Because he can't influence the play. And that time, it's the backside defensive end, because you know what? If he's going to run down the play later on in the game, we're going to run back a reverse play at him, and he's going to be out of position. Like, he can't make a play on the ball, so you have to realize, don't block him. You've got another assignment, and that's a little further down the field. I think that's one of those, you know, just learning things for the Tiger offensive line.
Okay, so as a teacher/coach, should you not maybe explain that to the guys, hey, I'm intending to not block this guy? I mean, should you give him a heads up and they would understand more quickly?
Yeah, but sometimes when you look, you're like, oh, somebody's not blocked. Let's block it.
Back to throw here on this first and long. Going left, wide open, intercepted in the end zone. Smartly running out of bounds in the end zone for the touchback. Atchison County went to the well and turned it over.
Yeah, so they threw the fade pattern to the back corner of the end zone, but the problem was the receiver ran a post. I mean, he had cut inside, the ball went outside, and all he could do was turn and watch it. And the turnover for the Tigers, and that's one that I think Coach Thornburg would like to have back. Can I also tell you, I also think at some point Coach Thornburg just says, all right, let's flip the switch and then just start running the football again.
Second turnover of the early going of the ball game by Atchison County. Morehill Mount Academy will dodge a bullet, first and 10 at their own 20. Here's a handoff in the backfield and a tackle again for a loss. For the Ravens, Gus, as Colton Myers makes that stop, I'm counting the Tigers 3 rushes, every one for negative yards.
Sounds about right.
Two for Johnson that lost a couple yards apiece, and then this one.
Yeah, and that one right there. And if you look what the Tigers are doing, they've got Colton Myers, a linebacker, is playing nose tackle at the moment.
Ravens are going to keep it roll right. Quarterback wanting to run. He's going to be hit in the backfield, and Harris is going to be dropped inside the 15, back at the 13-yard line. So now it'll make a third down, 17.
So it's really smart what Coach Thornburg has done, right? He's taken a linebacker with really good speed in Colton Myers, and he's putting him up on the front line and saying, I bet Colton's so fast that he can get past your offensive lineman before you get a shot to block him. And tonight, so far, he has been able to do that. And if you're Morehill Mount Academy, you're going to have to start pinching down as the offensive line.
Harris back to throw. He's got a pass left side, and it is off the fingertips. The pound here on the near side. Cooper reaching out, but just couldn't quite get a fingertip on it. It's going to go incomplete, and Atchison County will be getting the ball back. Good field position is MHMA kicking from their own end zone.
Yeah, so for ACCHS, it looks like they're going to set up in just a regular defense and send one guy. They're going to send Matt Worley back, but everybody else is going to be in a regular defense looking for any kind of a fake.
Matt's at the Raven 40-yard line. This is by far a better punt than the last one, but still high and short. Fair catch called for and then allowed to bounce, and it will be down at the 41-yard line. Tigers are going to take back over again. First and 10. They lead in the contest 6-0. It's 7:16 to go. Opening quarter here in Atchison. ACCHS in the game at 4-1.
So for ACCHS, what, next week they're going to get Jackson Heights and take on the Cobras? Oh, thanks. They're going to get Jackson Heights for Morehill Mount Academy, what, Silver Lake, I believe, next week. We'll check that here in just a second.
Here comes the Tiger offense. Bryson Lee, single man to his right hand, gets the handoff, big block over there, seals the edge. He'll try to turn upfield, and now a couple of Tigers shoot through there, make a nice stop, gaining about 4.
That time they were running behind the left side, and over there you had Dalton Damon trying to lead the way, about a 3-yard gain for ACCHS, and it's going to bring up a 2nd and 7 for the Tiger offense.
Every time the Tigers have run that sweep, particularly to the left, if you notice, the guy over there, guys, that receiver on the left side, clears out. pushes the defender, not back, but into the backfield and away from the play. Here's a handoff, little misdirection into the center of the line, getting down to the 35-yard line, maybe even to the 34, bringing up for the Tigers a third down three.
Okay, so Morehead Mount Academy on this possession, they're expecting the Tigers to run. They're putting everybody in the box. On that last play, they had the safety up 5 yards. I'm going to tell you, I don't like that with how fast the Tiger receivers are.
Third down three, Atchison County. Head up, still sweep to the right side, 35, hit and dropped in the backfield, trying to get to the edge. Colton Myers, but Adam Caudill closes the gap. And Tigers, you know, guys, they're going to go for it here on fourth down, of course.
Yeah, you leave your offense out. You're a little too close to punt. You're not going to kick a field goal for sure. And so for ACCHS, they're going to leave their offense on. But a great job right there by Adam Caudill. He got into the backfield, and instead of chasing the running back down, he got into the backfield and then just started sliding down the line until somebody slowed up the back, and then he was able to tackle him from behind.
Two receivers to the near side and two to the far side. Quarterback Lee, single man in the backfield with them. Stays in the block. QB's back to throw. What's the home run? He's got his man downfield, and it's through his hands and incomplete in the end zone. The Tiger defense holds, but Gus, that pass looked pretty good. It just didn't get caught.
Yeah, and we talked about it on the sports book the other night, right? It's reasons like that that I like the day game, because, again, that ball was high, it was deep, so it gets up over the lights for a second, and then when it comes down, it's a tough one to hold on to. Morehill Mount Academy going to put their offense back on the field, only trailing by 6 at this point. This will be.
If you're MHMA, you know what you do? You look out there and you say, just made a great defensive stand. We've really had some trouble, and we're down 6. This is a pretty good spot. Quarterback back, hands off, trying to get to the outside. Junkin gets to the edge, puts his head down, and positive yards for the first time on a run tonight.
Yeah, and for Morehill Mount Academy, it's 2 yards on first down. Junkin ran a long ways, broke a lot of tackles, but you know what it is? You're right. It is a gain on the ground. And for Morehill Mount Academy, maybe that's what you got to start building on, is that's how you're going to have to beat the Tigers tonight. A 2 yard gain is going to bring up 2nd and 8 now for MHMA. They're quickly going to send trips to the left, one to the right, and then run the running back on the right side.
Harris is going to fake a handoff, roll around to the left side, wide side. His pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be caught by Cooper Pound up near the 50.
Bryson Lee was able to jump, get a hand on it, and great concentration right there by Cooper Pound to be able to catch the ball and get up near midfield. They're going to mark him down right at the 49-yard line. So a first down for MHMA with 4:41 left here in the first quarter.
Ravens are now hoping that maybe they battled through that first Tiger wave that has really been the majority of this opening quarter. 6-0 Atchison County, but Ravens now moving the football just short of midfield. Wraparound handoff, Johnkin hit in the backfield, pulls away, turns it upfield, crosses the line of scrimmage, stays on his feet. He's going to get all the way to the 45-yard line, give him about 6 on a first down run to the right side.
Yeah, nice job by Johnkin as he powered his way through the right side and following some good blocking over there. You had Joe Vine leading the way. Checking out of the ball game is going to come Jackson Vice. Back in will come Stats Yachichko.
4:10 and counting in the opening quarter. And for the first time in the game, Morehead Mount Academy moving the football. It's a 2nd down 3 inside the 45-yard line of Atchison County. Snap back, QB. Holds it. Now we'll keep it. Sweep to the left side. Needs the lead block. Doesn't get it. Hit at the 40. Down to the 39. And the Raven first down.
That's kind of a funny play right there by Mark Harris. Just a little read option play. And can I tell you, he wanted his running back to take that thing, but the running back just kind of took off on him. So he follows him around this end, picks up the first down. That'll be 1st and 10 for the Ravens inside the 40. They're going to mark this thing down at the 38-yard line. ACCHS still sticking to that 40, kind of like a hybrid 43.
It is a little bit, almost 42. Here's a run straight into the middle, and a penalty marker sail at the point of tackle. Initial contact for the Tigers made by Trenton Kimmy. We'll have a hold against the Ravens, and there's the real drive killer right there.
Yeah, and for Morehead Mount Academy, they've struggled with the penalty because now all of a sudden you're going to be backed up. You're going to be looking at 1st and 20, and that's been kind of the kiss for them right now.
Yeah, hadn't that been the key in this series? Because they were keeping it clean.
Yeah. Most offenses, but especially against this Tiger defense, who's they're big, they're athletic, they move side to side really well. And, again, I'm really just surprised with this defense for the Tigers running Colton Myers as the nose tackle.
Siebert and Pound to the right side. Quarterback's back. Looks left. Throws left. And leaping catch. And it's in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. It will bring up now a second and 20.
That time the receiver had his hands on the football, but Max Bodaroff coming up and making the big hit on the play for ACCHS, able to jar that thing loose.
You know what I like about that play? You don't go for all of it at once. You try to get, you know, about half of it and break it down a little bit. But now it's second and 20. Harrison straight back. Looking right, throwing right, going deep. Got his man caught over the shoulder at the 20. 15 and short of the 10-yard line. Outstanding toss downfield. And is that Cooper over there again?
Yeah. So Cooper, no, yeah, maybe. So for Moorhill-Mount Academy, a big first down. We are under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
They will advance the ball inside the 15-yard line at the 14. It is first and 10. Ravens with the ball. They change the offense. They go to the I formation. Oh, you got to love that. Handoff is going to go to the fullback. Bounces outside. He's down to the 10-yard line.
That time, a nice play. We saw that a little bit last week for Moorhill-Mount Academy running the ball with Adam Cottle. Max Bodaroff comes up and makes another stop. Max out there for ACCHS, only a freshman.
Tigers scrambling on defense, making two substitutions and now running a last man in very, very late. Second down, six call. Quarterback slips as he hands off, and the Ravens will run into the right side of the line and take it down to about the 9. That time, Mark Harris kind of got tripped up as he was taking a step, and his running back was running forward. They kind of collided a little bit. Everybody is okay. Third down, 5. 2 minutes and 10 seconds ago in the opening quarter. Tigers lead here, 6-0. Single man wide each way, and again, they'll go back to that I formation. Tight end on the right side. Quarterback's back, in trouble, running for his life, to the 10, goes toward the end zone, and it is batted away at the goal line and incomplete, looking for Johnkin and Guava.
That time, Creighton Bowerly had it intercepted, but then kind of bobbled it as he was going out of bounds. It'll now bring up fourth down for MHMA. Again, they've gone speed. Went down a little bit and get this figured out on a 4th and 5 call.
They are going to go for 3.
Got a lead in half.
At the 16-yard line, it is going to be a 26-yard attempt by Zach Sanford. It is down. The kick is up. Looks good. Is good. We're taking a break as the Ravens are on the board. With a minute 46 to go in the opening quarter at Guy Galley Field, it's Atchison County 6, Moorhill-Mount Academy 3.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Kind of a really outstanding homecoming crowd here in Atchison. Moorhill-Mount Academy has gotten on the board. They now trail the Tigers 6-3. Welcome back, everybody. Minute 46 to go in the opening quarter. It'll be full tomorrow night.
What is it?
Beautiful moon.
No, over there. What is it?
Oh.
Venus or something?
Yeah, it'd be Jupiter over there.
Okay.
Very sure. I don't think Venus rises until much later. Here's the advance and the kick again there. The high short kick. And
there you go. Moorhill-Mount Academy had two guys downfield before the kicker was able to get to the football. So I like your speed, right? Just slow down just a smidge. So we're going to back it up and re-kick this thing.
We talk about this quite a bit, but a lot of teams are trying to prevent the big kick returns, and they'll take that fair catch and give them that ball at the 35. Okay, what if I start catching at the 45? Do I still get it at the 35, or do I get it where I catch it?
You get it where you catch it.
Okay. So,
but the fair catch is kind of something we've seen from the Tigers, right? Like, we saw them continually do that against JCN the other night. I feel like that's how they are coached, is if you're an up man, fair catch. If I'm an up man, I'm running that thing.
Here's the kick. That is a rocket. It lands at the 10 and is going to roll. It's picked up at the 5-yard line. Here they come around to the right side. Slow walking it to the edge. Running out of room in a hurry and out of bounds at the 16-yard line. That kick, Gus, was a screamer. And then it died inside the 5.
Yeah, that thing just took a sideways bound. And the Tigers looked at it and said, man, we got to return that thing. So for ACCHS, kind of avoided disaster. They were able to get it out to the 17, and they'll take over there. A minute 36 left here in the first quarter, and it feels like Thursday night football, like all field goals, right? 6-3.
It is a close game, and here comes ACCHS and the offense with Easton Schletzbaum in the backfield with quarterback Bryson Lee. A wing to the left side who stands kind of turned toward the middle of the field. Wide receivers to the right side, the short side. No one wide to the open side. But the quarterback's going to run that way. Gets the lead block, turns up field. Can they catch him at the 40? Beautiful move across the field. 45. At the 50. Cuts back to the left side. Running back or turns into his own guy. Cuts back to the right at the 45 and down to the 43-yard line. Dancing, prancing, zooming around the field. Bryson Lee with a big game.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, I think Bryson Lee just ad-libbed the whole play. Because prior to the play, Bryson comes up in the gun. He looks to the left. Trenton Kimmy is his wing back. Kimmy throws his hands up, starts to look around. I don't think he really knew the play. So quarterback Bryson Lee says, watch this. And just takes off running. And he has done that well against the against Fort Hill Mount Academy. And the Tigers have run the ball extremely effectively early on. They really got themselves into trouble, and they're trying to just chuck it deep.
They've taken the ball into the Raymond 42-yard line as we're down to a minute to go in the opening quarter. First and 10, Atchison County. The snap is back. It's on the ground at the 50. Lee picks it up, breaks a tackle, steps up into the middle, won't break the next three. He will lose about 8 or 9.
Yeah, the first guy back there was Johnkin and Guaba. He was one-on-one with Bryson Lee. Lee was able to shake him out and then pick up a couple more yards. And finally, it was Adam Cottle to make the stop on the play, and it will bring up now a second and...
I'm going 19.
Yeah.
Something like that. Back in their own half of the field, Atchison County on what is very likely, Neil, the final play here in the opening quarter. At their own 49-yard line.
That's not the curse.
Motion will go to the left side. They'll overload the short side. QB's back. And there is a man moving it forward. The pass is complete on the left side, but it's all coming back.
Yeah, ACCHS sent a man in motion, and he turned upfield just before the snap. And so we're going to get the...
Do you know how many times I see receivers do that, and I keep thinking they've turned up too quickly, and nobody ever calls it?
And I think officials will kind of give you a little bit of leeway. And head coach Alex Thornburg's over there, and he's saying, was it close or not? And if it's not close enough.
Not too close. It was not really very close. 4 seconds left.
If your eyes could see it, it wasn't close.
Now move this thing back again. And then we'll start measuring from that 49. And back it'll go to about the 44. And will they roll the clock here before the snap?
There.
And there it is. That's going to do it. Opening quarter is in the book. We're at Guy Galley Field, where the Ravens have homecoming 2022 after 1. Atchison County 6, Morehead Mount Academy 3.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Thank you. Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. High school football this evening on CARE Radio, and been an interesting game right now. It is a very close game. Silver Lake is at Pleasant Ridge here tonight. Jackson Heights, we talked about Jackson Heights a moment ago. They are at Troy this evening. Valley Falls travels to McLeod. Oskaloosa hosting Mission Valley, Jefferson County North at St. Mary's.
Hey, at the end of the first quarter, St. Mary's leads Jefferson County North 8-0. So it's a pretty tight ball game there. We'll try to keep you up to speed with as many scores as I can find around the state.
Hey, at halftime today, it's going to be a very busy halftime here at the stadium with the crowning of homecoming royalty, but here on CARE, we're going to be joined by Whitney McGinnis. Ms. McGinnis is going to chat with us. She is the AD and assistant principal at Morehamite Academy. Here come the Tigers at their own 45-yard line. Second down, 23. QB will throw it over to running back coming out of the backfield. Hit and down at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
That
play just never looked like it had any hope, did it?
Yeah, and that time, the first tackle of the night by the senior, Sam Joyce. Sam's really drawn a tough draw tonight. He's gone up against Tyler McCray for ACCHS, and Tyler doing a nice job of matching up there. The Tigers, we're going to talk about them here in a minute. They're really pretty good up on that front line.
Third and long. Atchison County back to throw. Lee rolling. He can run with it, and will, 45, hit, gets across the 50, and then is going to be stopped and pushed backward, giving an advance to the 49-yard line.
So now after the Tigers, you're at midfield, you're looking at a fourth and 16, 17, something. So if you're the Tigers, you probably pump this thing away. But
at midfield?
But as good as your defense has been, I'm not so sure I wouldn't go for it.
Be interested to see what head coach Thornburg elects to do. They're going to leave the offense out there. They're going to go for this. And again, early in the game, we saw the running skills of Bryson Lee and the deep passing threat of the Tiger offense. Here, see what they do. Fourth down, just across the 50. Fourth and long. Bryson is back to throw. Throwing it as hard as he can. He's got a man downfield. It is caught. Picked up at the 20, down to the 10, breaking a tackle, touchdown Tigers, that's a 50-yarder.
Yeah, that time the Tigers just wound up and they said, hey, if it gets intercepted, it's probably better than a punt. And ACCHS got a problem with number 8 taking the ball into the end zone, but this one's much taller, so I'm okay with that. Trenton Kimmy on the 50-yard touchdown reception, again, 6'1", 185 pounds, just goes up, high points the ball, and walks away from a couple defenders on his way to his first touchdown, or his second touchdown, excuse me, of the evening, first one here in the second quarter.
Tigers are going to get to a football number, willing the offense out there and go for two. You have got a little inverted bone around Bryson Lee. Backs on either side of him and one behind him. The handoff is going to go to the tailback, and he will bust into the end zone. Two-point conversion is good. We're taking a break. 10:22 to go in the opening half. It's Tigers 14, Ravens 3.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's and Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in ton lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic, for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
As we return, ACCHS puts its kickoff unit on the field as they have taken a 14-3 lead over the Ravens. Welcome back, everybody. Neil and Nate, CARE Radio Sports Studio, producing and engineering all of this tonight. Neil, we appreciate your work. Thank you very much. Gus Counts with me here in the booth at Guy Galley Field. And now the Ravens will run quickly an 11th man out there. Tigers set to boot it away. It'll be Trent Kimmy to advance and put this ball underway. There it is. It is high. It is short. And it'll be taken on the run at the 35, up the left side of the 40, and going up the sideline in front of the Tiger bench. It's hard to tell where he steps out at. It's kind of a gray. We'll make the special teams tackle just short of the 50-yard line. Matter of fact, I guess this is about exactly the same spot that the Tigers scored from on the last play.
Yeah. We're just going to place this thing in midfield. And, hey, I like it. Get rid of the special teams. Just put the ball at midfield for both teams, and we'll see how many points you can score.
It's kind of like the overtime rule, right? Give me the ball at the 25
yeah,
and let's line them up.
Same concept. So, for Morehill Mount Academy, this will be the first possession in the second quarter, their fifth possession of the night.
Harris is going to roll to the right side. He's going to throw deep. He's got a man, Siebert, and it's caught at the 10-yard line. A 40-yard pass play. Harris to Siebert, and the Ravens move the ball.
Yeah, that was a great job by Mark Harris as he rolled out to the right. A lot more comfortable. You roll out to the right. You can set your platform a little bit. The receiver, Siebert, got behind the defender. And the defender, you can tell he's out there. He's really unhappy that he allowed Siebert to get behind him. But, again, I like the play call for Fort Hill Mount Academy. Dial it up early. Try to make something good happen. They're looking at first and 10 at the 12 with 10:08 left here in the first half.
Quarterback Harris now has stepped up under center where the running back, James Peltzer, behind him. QB will roll left. There was a hold, no whistle, and there comes and the quarterback. He's got to go all the way into the end zone, but it's coming back because as much as he tried to let go and hope that the official didn't call it, that was going to happen.
Yeah, that time Ethan Slesbaum got into the backfield and somebody just reaches out, grabs him by the jersey and says, I'm not really going to let you hit Mark that quickly. So a big penalty right there for Morehill Mount Academy. They were, you know, sitting there looking like they were going to have something good happen. Now, they're going to back this thing all the way up to, what, almost the 28-yard line-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah, 27.
We have seen, I feel like, and kind of check me on this, seen a lot of penalties, haven't we?
Yeah.
Feels like it.
Especially for, you know, as late in the season as we are.
So, for MHMA, stats is wide left. Twins wide right. We go inside 10 to go in the half. Harris will go over to middle. He's got a man open in the numbers, and it bounces off and goes incomplete.
That time, ACCHS did a great job of getting into the backfield and forcing Mark Harris to maybe throw that ball just a little quicker than he wanted to. 9:58 left here in the first half. It's going to bring up second down.
Tomorrow here on Care Radio, where you're normally accustomed, as you have for the last 6 weeks, to enjoying Benedictine football, you will not tomorrow, as the Ravens are in the bye week in the middle of the conference schedule. So no Benedictine football tomorrow, as the Ravens are idle. After that, though, it's full bore from here on out. Second down and long. Harris is back, throwing into traffic, a dangerous pass, and it's going to go incomplete down the right sideline.
Now, you do have a penalty marker that came out at about the 20-yard line. You have defensive holding.
Yep.
Yeah. I was going to guess either defensive holding or offensive pass interference. You had a little mix-up in the middle of the field. So holding against the Tigers.
Is that going to be, is that a first down call?
Sure, in high school.
So the officials are going to assess this from the line of scrimmage. Moving the ball inside the 20, down to the 18-yard line. And what is our down situation here?
Okay.
Nope, it'll bring up a second down at about 15.
Morehill Mount Academy takes out two wide receivers, bringing in a tight end and a running back. So your backs are going to be Peltzer and Cottle.
Look at him setting up again in that eye. Hand off again to the fullback, and hitting a brick wall into the right
ball
side
came
of the
out.
Line. And
the ball came out.
Tigers think they've gotten it. There's a scrum for the ball. The official says it belongs to Atchison County. So hit in the middle of the line. The fullback coughs it up, and the Ravens turn it over.
Yeah, what happened right there was the fullback got the ball into the middle and then did a spin move. But as he spun, it never got hit. The ball just kind of separated from his body, and that is one of the problems with the spin move. You got to make sure it's high, it's tucked under the shoulder pad. Tough break right there for MHMA.
8:48 to go in the opening half, 14-3. ACCHS stepping into the series deep in their own end at their own 15-yard line. Well, we'll go around the right side, cross the 20, and get very close to the first down. Easton Schletzbaum with the run, and Gus says, let's move those chains.
Yeah, I got good eyes from over here. I eat carrots or something like that. Isn't that what they tell you?
And now Atchison County is going to switch the offense up a little bit, go no huddle, and they're up over the ball, wanting to snap it before the box is set. QB's going to take it and hand off again to the right side. Nothing to the right. They'll go back to the left. Nothing to the left. Penalty marker sale. A face mask got grabbed.
Yeah, you're going to get a face mask against Moore Hill Mount Academy. That's a tough break because Ethan Schletzbaum, it looked like he was going to be thrown for a loss, but, oh, Moore Hill Mount Academy seems happy about it. Maybe there was a holding, but I saw, yeah, there's the face mask. Because I saw, oh, the Tigers. I saw Ethan's head go down.
I did too.
As he got grabbed by a defender. So, the official's going to talk this thing over a little bit, and I don't think Thornburg really cares whatever it is. He's out on the field trying to get his next play going.
That one tricked me because I would have sworn I'd seen.
Yeah, it looked like Easton's head kind of tucked, and anytime you see that head look straight down and then pull off to the side, but it's going to be a penalty against the Tigers. It's going to back them up. Still looking at a first in, I don't know, let's call it like 17.
Yeah, that'll work for me. First down and long. How about that inside their own 20-yard line for the Tigers? Quarterback will keep it himself, spook to the left side, gets to the 20, cuts back across the grain. That's what he does so well. It gets to the 30, and another marker down, and we got another Tiger hold back there. Yeah. This is what Bryson does. Not only you talk about his fast, but we used to call it like a water bug, you know, as he could change direction quickly and cuts back across the grain, getting those defenders moving away from him.
Okay. You want to play the chess match?
Sure.
Right,
I love it.
Right now, Zach Frederickson is just putting all the chips to the table, okay? On the last possession, we've seen this a handful of times tonight. He's walking everybody up in the box. He's going nobody over the top with safety help. That's why the Tigers were able to score on that 50-yard touchdown a minute ago. That's why you're seeing the long runs from Bryson, because you get by about that level and a half, there's nothing over the top. See, they're going to do it again. They're going to walk all up in the box, man. And dangerous, if it works, it's wonderful, but yeah.
First and 27, and a pass over the middle breaks the seam at the 20. Breaking a tackle at the 25-yard line. The stop is made. The catch by Justin Vassar. And the Tigers get about half of it. 7.5 to go.
Right,
second and 11.
Defense, and I get it, because Zach is a very smart defensive mind, right? That's what he did. He played defense. But as an offensive coordinator, you're loving this, right? Like, I mean, you can go. There's not a play you can't call out of the playbook because everybody's in the box, and you are just worried about your athleticism.
Quarterback is going to keep it. A little quarterback delay. Draw straight ahead to the 30-40. No one's going to catch him. Here's a touchdown coming. 40-30. Down to the 20. ACCHS on the board again of the wheels of quarterback Bryson Lee. He takes that one 75 yards, and it's 7:02 to go in the opening quarter. The Tigers push ahead of MHMA 20-3.
Didn't we just talk about this, right? It's a 75-yard touchdown because MHMA was playing so far up in the box. It wasn't level 2 that the running back has to get to. It's level 1.5, right? Because those backers are up inside the 7-yard box, and that puts them like kind of at that halfway point. Once you get by them, the only defense you have is the backside cornerback has to be fast enough to beat you to the angle, and that was a great job by the Tiger offense.
Here comes Lee. He's going to attempt the extra point again. This one is up and is also no good, and we're taking a break. At 7:02 to go in the opening half, Atchison County scores and makes it Tigers 20, Ravens 3.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
tremendous crowd on hand for both teams. The visitors from ACCHS in Effingham, Kansas, and from our Helmet Academy here in Atchison, where it is homecoming 2022. And right now, the visitors have kind of put a little exclamation point on this game with that 75-yard run, pushing to a 20-3 lead. Not quite halfway through the second quarter.
Yeah, and Morehill Mount Academy, they're kind of playing up, expecting the onside kick right here, at least preventing any chance of that happening. If you're the Tigers, you probably try to plant this one somewhere around the actual number 20.
Here comes Trenton, and there's that high, dead ball. It's kind of like a knuckleball, and it's a live ball. Somebody's got to jump on that thing, and the Tigers have taken it away. ACCHS comes up with the ball at the bottom of the stack, and because that was like Phil Negro. That ball was kicked in the air. It just wobbled a little bit. It never spun, and Canyon Tall as the guy on the kick coverage unit to come off the bottom of the stack with the football.
Yeah, and that time, so we talk about the way ACCHS returns kicks. If you're an up back, it's always the fair catch, come up and make it. And for Morehill Mount Academy, they were kind of in that in-between, and they weren't really sure whether they were going to return it. The guy behind him was going to get it. Again, that's a live football. You've got to just take charge and get that football.
Tigers hoping to really open the game up here. Quarterback is going to keep it, and he'll hand it over to Kimmy. Tackled for the loss of two.
What a job right there for MHMA getting into the backfield. That looked like James Peltzer on the play. And that time, it was just a double handoff, kind of that underneath crossbuck action, if you will. A loss of two on the play. It'll bring up second and 12 now for ACCHS.
Tigers at the Raven 41-yard line. 6.5 to play in the first half. Looking it over, 6'1", senior quarterback Lee. Looking downfield. Hit as he throws the ball. He's got a receiver open, and it went over the outside shoulder. He looked inside, and it's incomplete. Bryson Lee did a great job because of just getting rid of the ball as he knew he was getting hit.
Yeah, and so for ACCHS, they're now looking at a 3rd and 12 ahead, 20-3 with 6:17 left here in the first half. If you're the Tigers, you kind of went to the well on the first play. You try to get a little cute. The second play, you try to throw the ball downfield. What do you do on third down? I think you keep the ball on the ground. You've done it effectively all night.
Bowerly and Vesser are wide to the left side. And the quarterback will hand off. Running back to the 40. Hit there, breaks a tackle, advances the right side, bumped out of bounds near the first down marker, and Easton Schletzbaum has done a really nice job carrying the ball.
Yeah, Easton Schletzbaum doing a great job. Luke Siebert able to come over from the strong safety position and make the stop. Going to be a little short of a first down. Let's call it 4th and 1 for the Tiger offense.
At the 30-yard line. Hey, the Tigers have gone for it on 4th and 20.
Yeah, and the Tigers aren't even going to talk about this. They're going to leave the offense out. They're going to flip the bone, and here we go.
This is the same play they ran for the 2-point conversion. It was good for it, and it's good for a first down here as they needed one and pick up three.
Yeah, the Tigers have a lot of plays that they can run, right? Like they can spread you out and go 4 receivers wide. We've seen them in the shotgun and flip the bone, and again, a lot of formations to prepare for a defense. And now, for Morehill Mount Academy, they're still playing that aggressive style, no over-the-top coverage.
At the 15-yard line, quarterback will keep it himself. Ducks into the middle, hit and hit again, and he will go down to 25. No, it doesn't go down yet. Finally, down to the 20-yard line.
So Johnkin and Guaba, one of the first guys in on the stop, finally coming over to make the stop. You're going to see Sam Joyce. After a 9-yard gain, it'll bring up now a 2nd and 1 for the Tigers offense.
Clock clicking along, but still plenty of time to go in the opening half at 5:20 to play. Atchison County leading on the road here at 20-3.
If you remember back to the start of the game, the Tigers won the toss. They elected to take the football. So for Morehill Mount Academy, they will get the ball back to start the second half.
Two receivers to the left side. That's going to be the short side of the field. Colton Myers wide, Justin Besser slot. And again, a back on either side of Bryson Lee. Long count. Lee will take it, keep it himself. Cut to the right side. He's got room out there. at the 10, at the 5, at the goal line. Touchdown, Tigers! Bryson Lee into the end zone again. This time at 4:41 to go in the half. Tigers push their lead to 26-3.
That time only a 17-yard run by Bryson Lee, and he did a great job as he moves towards the sideline. He finds a little gap, puts the outside foot down, cuts it upfield, and gets just straight north and into the end zone. The Tigers now, the special teams kicking game has been kind of up and down, so I think they're going to leave the offense out, and they're going to run that inverted bone on the two-point conversion.
And again, they've been handing it to the tailback every time so far. They will do the same thing here, and it will successfully happen again. Now the ball's out. Did he have it as he went across the line? And the officials were waiting for some kind of a call here. And they're going to say it's good. Two-point conversion is successful. Time out of the field, 4:41 to play. We are in the second quarter. It's now Atchison County 28, Morehill Mount Academy 3.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Perfect night here at Guy Galley Field. A very pleasant early October Friday night. Pretty much no breeze out here and light jackets all around. Now, tomorrow morning, you're going to maybe reach for a little bit of a heavier jacket. James Peltzer and Jackson Weiss are going to go back for the Ravens. Do you think they were told to cover the ball up?
Yeah, maybe.
I would be okay.
Well, Carl will have you probably put the, sheets over the hibiscus tonight.
Here's the thing. I learned, do you know that it was a little frost, and I'm not advising anyone this, but if you get out, the old timers always said, if you get out before sunshine, the daylight hits that plant and take some water and wash that frost off, it'll be okay. Now here's the kick and it's rolling around and the Ravens leap on it, covering it up at their own 30-yard line. So yes, I will have a bucket of water and washing down the hibiscus. Isn't that multiple hibiscus? Is hibiscus? I don't know.
I like it. Sounds good. So for Morehill Mount Academy, they're going to start this thing at the 30-yard line of their own, and this will be the sixth possession of the night for MHMA. Their last one was a fumble where they got all the way down to the 15-yard line and then lost the ball away to the Tigers. So it's been a minute since the offense has been on the field.
They've really got the field spread. Quarterback is back. He's going deep right side and is just out of the reach of his intended receiver downfield. He was looking for a Tim Ball. Zach?
Yep.
Okay, Zach. The kicker, Zach Sanford, is out there.
So Sanford will check out, and Cooper Pound will come back in for the 2nd and 10.
Stopping the clock with that incompletion. 4.5 to go in the first half. And I'll tell you what, Zach had a step on his defender down there. Back to throw once again with time. Has a man headed to the outside, and it's going to be a little bit high and out of the reach of Cooper Pound. The reason it was out of reach for Coop is because, well, frankly, Creighton Bowerly was in good position. They had to try to throw it over him and to get it high enough to get it out of Bowerly's reach because he's a big, tall kid at 6'1". It just had a little extra loft on it.
Yeah, Bowerly is 6'1", 170 pounds, has those long arms. And, again, get into the passing lane and force yourself to be an obstacle to go over.
Ravens are going to go for it here, the third down, and, again, trips right. Harris is back, lobs on right side. He's got his man, and it is caught at the 50. Cuts back to the middle of the 45. Breaks a tackle to the 40. What a run by Cooper Pound. And then after he's down, he gets pushed into the ground. There's the penalty I was waiting for. .415 to play in the first half. That was a nice catch and maybe even a better run by Pound.
Yeah, Cooper did a great job. It looked like that ball was tipped, and now we're going to get a personal foul against the Tigers. Cooper did a great job of going up, catching it off of the carom, picking up the first down. Now, Moore Hill Mount Academy, again, last time they were down in this kind of a range, they fumbled the ball away. This is a big possession that they're going to have to come away with some points.
Yeah, still looking to get across the goal line tonight. Trailing in the ball game at 28-3. If you're going to have some kind of hope of mounting a comeback effort, it has to begin right here with this possession. So the advance of the ball with the addition of the penalty yardage will take it inside the 25-yard line. We're going to call this the 24, first and 10. And now trips to the left side, which is the wide side of the field. QB rolls left, goes back across his body, got a man in, so touchdown, Luke Siebert from Mark Harris, and the Ravens score.
Nice little post pattern into the back of the end zone, and Mark Harris delivers and gets Moore Hill Mount Academy on the board from 24 yards out.
So for the Ravens, that's a big play, just to get a score on the board beyond that early game field goal. And now, again, Zach Sanford is in for the point after effort. Harris, your holder, the placement good. The kick is on its way, and it is in. Timeout. Points coming fast right now. 4:03 to go in the half. It is Tigers 28, Ravens 10.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
It is homecoming, and as the PA guy asked for the parents to come, this may be the last standing school to do homecoming events at halftime.
Yeah, we see a lot of homecomings, and I think, yeah, this is kind of the dinosaur of them. You know, most teams or most schools have moved it, you know, to pregame or a certain set time before the game, 6 o'clock, I think is what it was at Horton. That was lovely.
Here's the end over end kick, angling to the near side, fielded to the 15-yard line, Tigers up to the 20, outside 30, breaks the tackle 35, and finally knocked out of bounds at the 40-yard line. An outstanding return for ACCHS. Ty Crossland with that return for the Tigers, and it's going to be first and 10 Atchison County. Because with 3:55 to go in the half, they've got time to score maybe more than once because they can score very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, any plays in the playbook right now for the Tigers, their last two touchdowns came, you know, about 2.5 minutes apart, if that kind of gives you any idea about how quickly ACCHS can get themselves on the board. And right now, Moore Hill Mount Academy, they're going to be a little safer here. They're not going to play that, you know, Riverboat Gambler type defense.
Pass over to the right flat is not a good one, but spinning around, catching it behind him. It was a great catch by Matt Worley, but then as he righted himself and looked downfield, the defender was squarely on him and tackled him for no gain.
Yeah, they're going to say no gain on the play to bring up, excuse me, a second down now for ACCHS.
Clock clicking along here at 3.5 minutes of playing in the opening half. It is 28-10. Tigers with the ball, with the lead. Trips to the left, one to the right, and again, Bryson Lee, your quarterback, running back is on his left side, and he will keep it himself. Duck right, gets to the 50. Can he score again to the 40? Someone's got an angle on him at the 35, and they're going to get Lee tackled inside at the 25-yard line. James Peltzer and Mark Harris make the stop, but because you just had said they did not run the gamble defense. They had a couple of guys back over the top who then had a chance to catch him.
Yeah, and so for Moore Hill Mount Academy,
I've just kind of been back and forth on the defenses they've been running tonight. When it works, it's great. But see, now they're going to be all up in the box again. And the offense is all up in the box. And here's a run to the outside, chasing to the edge, grabbed and slung to the ground at the 26-yard line. Trying to get to the outside, but not a chance. Easton Schletzbaum, Luke Siebert. Because that's a play that we've seen Tiger runners pull away from the defenders time after time tonight. But Siebert did a nice job of getting there, hanging on.
Yeah, and Siebert did a great job, as you talked about. He grabbed a hold of the jersey and just wasn't going to let go. And a great job right there for Moore Hill Mount Academy. A loss of two on the play. It'll set up a second and 12. Just under 2:20 to play here in the first half. Tigers with the ball, leading 28-10.
And they're at the Raven 26-yard line. Quarterback will keep it himself. This is the play we've seen so many times. He will dunk to the middle, break a tackle, and he is carrying that ball way away from the body, holding it out, and he is tackled, and we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break. 2 minutes to go in the half. Tigers 28, Ravens 10.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Good to have you back with us at Guy Galley Field on the Moore Hill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. Northeast Kansas League football tonight. And I guess not only is it NEKL, but this game is, let me get the numbers correct. It is Class 2A District 3. Okay? So a matchup of teams in 2A District 3.
Okay, let's talk about Class 2A District 3. Silver Lake is out on top right now, 1-0. Rossville at 1-1. ACCHS at 1-1. Pleasant Ridge, 1-1. Moore Hill Mount Academy is 0-1. Now, for Moore Hill Mount Academy, the advantage to being 0-1 is they're only -5 in the points. So, ACCHS is back to 0, having lost to Rossville by the by 21, and then having beat Pleasant Ridge by 21 last week.
So the officials are getting everybody squared up, and you're a football guy, right? When somebody takes your helmet and gives it to somebody else who walks away with it, that's kind of telling me a thing or two.
Yeah, see, I played in a day where maybe we didn't talk about that as much, right? Like, I remember actually bribing a freshman to steal his helmet.
Give me that helmet back.
So for ACCHS, it'll be interesting to see what they do. A lot of teams will take a backup quarterback and make it like a running back or another positional player. But for the Tigers, I'm not so sure they're going to do that. I feel like they're actually going to bring a new player in to play the quarterback and leave the rest of the offense alone. And I'm not so sure it's not going to be the sophomore Caden, Burns.
Now, the question I have is, why are we not playing football?
Because the officials are over there making sure, I think they're watching the testing of the individual.
Is that what it is?
The officials over there are like,
I didn't know they had to proctor that, but that makes sense, I suppose. I don't know.
Check that. Is that going to be 10 running the ball club here?
Let me pull up some peepers here, and it is 10. One dime, and that is Caden Burns, a sophomore. Going to come in at quarterback, ACCHS here. 2 minutes to go in the first half. For the back on either side of him, a little wraparound handoff. You start with something like that, put it in the sure hands of Easton Schletzbaum, who continues to keep his feet, because the Ravens are just not tackling well, okay?
Yeah, I mean, that time you have a couple of big defensive linemen that were just kind of dancing around, and the officials allow you to keep pushing. And what a job by the Tigers. They're big up front. You got Kandon Tolan, 6'205". Tyler McCray, 6'2¼". Your center, Aiden Lott, 6'280". Dalton Damon at 5'10", 200. Dylan Mullins at 5'9", 190 at the right tackle.
Burns will take the snap, a little wrap around to the left side, cutting back against the grain, into the middle. Penalty markers fly as he gets inside the 5-yard line. We're going to get another hold.
Yeah, you got to figure, right?
It's kind of in that vicinity. It has been a call we've seen made so many times already in this first half. Minute 27 to go before intermission. And again, it is an extended halftime as they will be crowning royalty for homecoming here. And among other things, Neil's going to be taking care of us, and we're going to have a visit with the activities director here at MHMA. Whitney McGinnis going to join us at halftime. Well, that holding penalty will push it back to the 20-yard line, and the Tigers are going to line it up from there. Clock winding again and rolling along now with a minute 15 to go before intermission. Burns brings him to the line, sending two to the left side and one to the right. Running back is going to be on his left hand. The handoff and a reverse back to the left, and a tackle down at the 10-yard line. The Tigers have run that play couple of three times, and it's been successful every time.
Yeah, and for Moore Hill Mount Academy, finally coming over to make the stop, Joe Byan. It'll be a timeout for ACCHS, but we'll keep it here.
Yeah, we will hang on to it because it's going to be a relatively brief timeout, one would suspect, for Atchison County. With 55 seconds to go, they will use their first timeout of the half. As with the ball deep in Tiger territory, they would love us to put a fifth touchdown on the board here before halftime.
Yeah, and especially where they're going to give the ball back to Moore Hill Mount Academy to start the second half. So, again, you'd like to use a little time. You'd like to put one more back on the board, and especially to maybe answer back that touchdown MHMA just scored. Hey, how about a game that is somewhat close in vicinity and really doesn't matter for either team? How about Rossville and Holton? Right now, Holton leads at the half, 28-10 over Rossville.
Second down. You could get a first down about a yard from the goal line. I know how you love that. So it's second and 11 at the 12, let's call it. The handoff will come to the right side. Kick it to the outside edge is going to be Trenton Kimmy. He heads for the pylon. Touchdown, Tigers. How about that? A 12-yard scamper, Trenton Kimmy. The 6'1" senior wide receiver, who also will come into the backfield and handles the ball a lot. That is his third touchdown tonight. First one, a 43-yard reception. The second one, a 50-yard catch and run. This is going to be a run around the right side, and the Tigers will be going for two. Long count. Straight ahead run, and a tackle at the goal line. Is he in? Is he not? The official's coming up, and no. Neil, let's take this break. What do you say? 48 seconds to go in the half. Atchison County extends its lead. Tigers 34, Ravens 10.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Again, the team's getting set to kick it away. I guess the crew tonight has given us a lot of penalties that have not hastened things along too much this evening. They're not pushing the teams to get back out there very, very much. I'm hoping to get someone from across the city to share with us a Phoenix score.
See if we can't find that, maybe track it down. ACCHS capped off that last possession with a 8-yard touchdown run by Trenton Kimmy. You know what that means? Every time the Tigers touch the ball in the second quarter, they finish with touchdowns.
four consecutive second quarter touchdowns.
Tigers set to kick it away, and again, they expect the short kick, and we'll not get it this time. It bounced at the 20. They're going to go back and now pick it up at the 15, looking for blocking that does not come, and the tackle is made across the 20 at the 23.
Yeah, so you also have to figure that that was going to be a different kick, right? Trenton Kimmy just kind of put the ball on the tee a little sideways and hit a sidewinder down the field. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, fair starting field position, but you get the ball to start the second half. I don't know exactly how aggressive I would be here, but you have had some luck with some of the over-the-top throws.
Let's see what quarterback Mark Harris has in plan. Rolls around to the left side on his first down call. Looking downfield, the coverage is good now. Throws back across his body to the right side. He's got a receiver, and he can't come up with it at the 40. It will go incomplete.
Doesn't matter. You're going to get a penalty back here. You're going to get an ineligible receiver downfield against Moore Hill Mount Academy.
Pretty easy for that to happen. That play took an extended period of time. And, well, again, we talk about it. You never know if that quarterback's taken off.
As an offensive lineman, once you roll out, you got to give him a certain amount of count and then say, hey, I bet he's running this thing. Everything's happening behind you. Can't really turn around and find a good eye on the quarterback.
Half a minute to go in the half. First and 15. Now, for MHMA, back at their own, like, 18, 19-yard line. The handoff is going to go to Johnkin and Quaba, and Gus, that is his fourth carry of the night. Three of them have ended exactly like that with a loss of a yard or two as he never gets to the edge. Dalton Damon coming up from that defensive line spot to make the tackle. One time he was able to plant a foot and turn it up and pick up two or three.
Yeah, well, right now the Tigers' defense is doing a great job, especially with their front four of getting into the backfield. That time it was Dalton Damon. Most tonight we've seen Colton Myers, and the Tigers have held on defense, and Moore Hill Mount Academy says, let's just take this thing to the break.
And with that said, it's halftime at Atchison. We'll return here to Guy Galley Field to summarize the opening half for you as we go to the break. It is ACCHS 34, Moore Hill Mount Academy 10.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this. Amberwell Atchison is excited to announce the return of the Amberwell Health Fair, Saturday, October 15th from 8 a.m. to noon at Atchison Elementary School. With over 50 indoor and outdoor booths and activities planned, attendees can look forward to free health screenings, vaccinations, and blood tests, kids and adult educational activities, and lots of prizes and giveaways. Bring the whole family. It's sure to be a fun day for all. For more details, visit amberwellhealth.org.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Good to have you with us here in Atchison, Kansas. Halftime 2022 at Moore Hill Mount Academy. And you'll hear the music in the background as they're about ready to do all of those halftime homecoming festivity kind of things. And across the way, Gus, we were entertained a little bit prior to the game, and we'll be here again at halftime by the Raven Regiment coming down from Benedictine College. I don't think it's all of them, but it's a whole lot of them.
There's a lot of band kids out there tonight, and it's pretty cool to see them make their way over here. You gotta like the pageantry that comes at homecoming, right?
Yeah!
Benedictine brings the band over prior to the game. The cross country team goes over to the Abbey and runs the ball back from the Abbey. Like, there are some of those schools that, you know, like I think in the past, Atchison has gone to, you know, like Washington or Sumner or to Baser and run the ball back. I think I would be a little, I still couldn't do it, but I would have a better shot of running from the Abbey over here than anywhere else.
Well, it's all a question of how much time you get.
I was going to say, you give me a couple days,
yeah,
I could probably get across town, you know. I'll probably have to hitch a ride for about half of it. But, you know, a lot of fun here. A lot of people here tonight. Morton Hill Mount Academy bringing a lot. The Tigers bringing a lot in the...
Absolutely. Well, they got a fun team to follow.
Yeah. And in the first half for the Tigers, there were a lot of good things to look at. Not so much maybe the first quarter. The very first possession in the ball game, the Tigers fumbled the ball away on play one of the night. Possession two was a touchdown. Then in the second quarter, the Tigers possessed the ball four times, came away with four touchdowns. In the second quarter, it was a 50-yard pass from Bryson to Trent. Bryson then tacked on a 75-yard run, then a 17-yard run, and then Trenton Kimmy capped off the half with an 8-yard run. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, they only held the ball three times in the second quarter. They fumbled the ball deep in Tiger territory and then scored a touchdown on a 24-yard pass from Mark Harris to Luke Siebert. For MHMA, not the kicking game tonight, right? Zach Sanford accounts for 4 of your 10 tonight.
We have seen a lot of things in the first half. Particularly, in my mind, we've seen a lot of penalties. We've seen a lot of long plays, a lot of big yardage plays.
Yeah, and for the Tigers, it was big plays on the ground. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, it was big plays through the air, right? I mean, how many times did we see Mark Harris just wind up and hit, you know, Cooper Pound on long passes or Luke Siebert? I mean, that was the first half. That was the game for Moore Hill Mount Academy was Chuck and Teeth. For ACCHS, they had a little success in the first quarter of doing that, but mostly their success came with running the football. They were able to run the ball with Bryson Lee. You saw Easton Sussbaum get involved a little bit in the running game. Now, for the Tigers, it'll also be interesting to see how the game plan shifts, because they brought in Caden Burns, a sophomore quarterback, and he took over in that last possession for the Tigers. Didn't really miss much of a beat there because they were able to get into the end zone on that possession. So, second half should be a lot of fun. You remember back when this thing started, the Tigers won the toss. They said, let's put our offense on the field. Didn't work so well for them. We chronicled that a moment ago. They fumbled on play one of the game. So, for Moore Hill Mount Academy, they're going to get the ball to start the second half, but special teams have kind of been a dice throw for them at best right now.
Well, again, it's a public address announcer introduces the King and Queen candidates. We're going to break away. We'll be back and bring you the second half of tonight's high school game live here on K-Radio. But right now, with your intermission score from Guy Galley Field, Atchison County Community High School, 34, Markham Mount Academy, 10. We're kicking it back to our man, Neil, in the Care Sports Studio. He's bringing you some halftime fun.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
We've got Ms. Whitney McGinnis with us. She's the Activities Director at Moore Hill Mount Academy. Ms. McGinnis, I appreciate the time. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for calling, Tom.
I know that there are tons of things going on at the school, but we're going to dive right in, if you don't mind, to homecoming, because it's already, I don't know how we get halfway through the season this quickly, but it's homecoming, and I'm sure there are a lot of fun things going on with the kids up at MHMA.
Yeah, it has been a full week of activities, and they're never a dull moment, especially not during homecoming week. So we've had soccer games, we've had volleyball, we've got football on Friday night, cross country Saturday. So we've got everybody playing or participating somewhere this week. So it definitely keeps us going when it comes to all of the things that happen. But we love it, and we love having all the alumni come back onto campus and be here to have the game with us Friday night and to get to experience a game at Guy Galley Field on a Friday.
Let's talk a little bit about the fall sports and how they're going, because you just kind of went through a little list of things. So much going on, you know, soccer. You've got pretty decent turnout for of kids, and how's soccer going?
soccer is going really well. We have a really solid number of kids out this year. Eric Burkhart is our head coach, and they, because there's no one else in our league that plays soccer, they travel a distance and they play some big schools. They've gone out to Junction City. They go and play against schools in Topeka and in Kansas City, and we are smaller, but we are competing with all of those schools. And so just to see the progress that they've made from the start of the season to where they're at now has been great. And I know Eric is happy with the progress, and they still have quite a few games left in their season. And five of their last six games are all at home. So they're all going to be there on the Marham Academy campus, and anyone is welcome to come out and watch the games, and they're great fun to see.
And you got to be kind of proud that MHMA is kind of a trailblazer in the conference for soccer. Any other schools that were mentioned, you know, that's something maybe we would like to have?
No, and it is funny because when, you know, you go to league events and stuff and we're the only ones playing soccer, it is fun to kind of be able to, you know, tout that a little bit, that we're doing something that nobody else in the league is doing. So I always joke that we can say that we are the league champions of soccer every year. So we'll keep that little feather in our hat.
I love it. Hey, how about cross country? As an old cross country, and you wouldn't look at me today and know it, but years ago I ran that in high school. Here are some kids who put in tremendous hours, many miles, and it's a sport that's difficult to have a fan base to go to the events and watch because it's not easy to watch them run these courses. But tell me a little bit about cross country at MHMA.
Cross country is the one sport that, you know, I watch them go out to practice. I'm like, I don't know how they do it. We have a small team. We're kind of rebuilding our team this year. It is all girls, and they have just been blowing us away with what they're coming back with. Adrienne Rafflinger is our head coach, so she's back this year, and she's got seven girls who day in and day out are putting in the time and the miles and the effort to get better. We have one runner, who's a freshman, who has placed at every single meet that she has gone to. We took them down to the Rimrock Invitational a couple weeks ago, which is where the 3A state competition is going to be held down in Lawrence, to give them a chance to run that course for the experience. And one of our freshmen, Bella Black, she actually placed 97th in that meet out of over 300 runners. And so she had never run that course before. So we were really happy to see what she's doing. The other girls are getting out there. They're placing in meets. So I think the cross country has a bright future ahead of it. They are very young because it is mainly freshmen and sophomores who are competing right now. So in a couple years, they're going to be really fun to watch to see what all they can accomplish.
And Coach Sarah has the volleyball team. You know, they've been practicing, I know, for a while, and they stay really busy in a really, really competitive conference.
It is a very competitive conference. We right now we're sitting at 14-12, which puts us in the middle of the league at the moment. But just this past Tuesday night, and even last Saturday at a tournament, we beat Jackson Heights, who at that point was tied for first in the league. We beat them Saturday and Tuesday. So we are out there and we are competing. And volleyball in the NEKL has always been a strong sport, and it is one of the activities that there is more competition and more back and forth between teams than any other sport that you might see. So there's a great group of girls who are out. We've got some strong senior leaders. We've got eight seniors out this year. So they're led by a really strong core group of girls. And the things that they have been able to accomplish this year with some of the teams that they have beat has been really fun to watch. So they've got two more regular season dates coming up over the next 2 weeks. And then on the 22nd, we go to Substate out at Nemaha Central.
Whitney McGinnis is with us, AD at Marham Mount Academy. And, of course, then we'll flip our focus over to football. And the Ravens at home again at Guy Galley Field for homecoming this weekend. And You talk about great schedules and how good volleyball is. Your football district is not easy.
Our football district might be one of the toughest in 2A. When you've got, you know, league competitors in Pleasant Ridge and in ACCHS, but then you've also, you throw in Rossville and Silver Lake, and it is not an easy district at all. We are a young team. Zach Fredrickson is our head coach this year, and he came in and has done a phenomenal job working with the boys and getting them ready and getting them prepared. We have been plagued by a few injuries, and that has definitely hindered some things for us. But I think going forward and even into the next few years, I'm really excited with Zach and what he's been able to do. The seniors that we have on the football team this year, they've done a great job leading, especially those new, younger kids. We have quite a few freshmen and sophomores, some who have never played football before. So to see those seniors step up and be the leaders that they need to be on the field and off the field has really been great to watch. And so we play at Silver Lake next Friday, and then we are home back on the 21st for our last regular season game, home against Rossville. And we'll have senior night that night as well, so we'll have a chance to acknowledge and recognize those seniors from the cross country, the football, and the soccer teams for all of the work and time and effort that they've put in over the last few years.
And real quickly, I want to throw one more time kudos to Coach Fred. He is a great guy and has, I watch him out there. What a great rapport he's got with those kids. You could tell they like him, want to play for him, and he really relates to them.
Yeah, the kids love him. He's got a great group of assistant coaches that he was able to put together, and I've heard nothing but great things from kids about Coach Fred, from all of his assistants, and it's been fun to see kind of that whole thing come together, because there was a good chunk of it that happened last minute. And so for those things to all come together like they have, and to come together in a way that they can see successes, even if it might not show on the scoreboard at the end of the game, there are still things that they are seeing successes from every game and getting better every single game. So it's fun to watch. It's fun to see. I'm hopeful for the next, you know, few years as those younger kids get bigger and stronger and get a little more comfortable with what they're doing. I think they'll be really fun to watch as they get a little bit older.
And Ms. McGinnis, again, we'll conclude with it's a fun time at Marhill Mount Academy right now with homecoming, and we've got perfect football weather. We're wishing for a huge crowd and lots of fun as the alums come in and the week continues.
Yeah, it'll be a great night of activities and seeing all of the alums come back on campus and getting to see some of my former students who are coming back. So it's always a good time when homecoming week rolls around.
Whitney McGinnis, AD at Marhill Mount Academy Prep, and we appreciate your time very much. Wish you the very best. Go Ravens.
Thanks, Tom. See you later.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's 8:34 on your Friday evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to high school football coverage of ACCHS at Marhill Mount Academy. Halftime festivities going on right now up at Guy Galley Field there on the campus of Marhill Mount Academy, where Marhill Mount Academy trails it. Score right now, ACCHS 34, MHMA 10. So that's where we are. Going to send it back to Tom and Gus for second half coverage here in about 4 minutes or so. And we'll get you a couple more scores right after this break and a look at your weather forecast.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast.
Lows dip down to about 32. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the north at around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 62. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 41. Turning much warmer Sunday and Monday, with highs in the mid-70s. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 32 tonight, highs reach 62 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
A beautiful evening for high school football throughout northeast Kansas. We've got 51 degrees right now in downtown Atchison. Again, your halftime score, ACCHS 34, Marhill Mount Academy 10. We'll send it out to Tom and Gus here in just a few moments. A couple more scores we want to get to you right now. Atchison High, big over Highland Park late in the second quarter. A High 42, Highland Park 18. One other score to tell you about. Troy is leading Jackson Heights. Troy 26, Jackson Heights nothing. That one about 5 minutes left in the third quarter.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
It's fall at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and they've got the Fall Blizzard menu to prove it. Check out all the new flavors, including Reese's Take 5, Oreo Hot Cocoa, and Berry Cherry Chip. And don't miss the Blizzard of the Month, Snickers Brownie. They're in the fall mood at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. You know it, you love it. It's fan food, not fast food.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the field for second half action of tonight's feature game.
Hey, welcome back once again to Guy Galley Field on the Marhill Mount Academy campuses. The halftime is winding down, and the second half is going to be getting underway before long. Welcome back, everybody, with Neil, producing and engineering, and doing a great job taking care of us at halftime. Neil, thank you very much, and you're absolutely spot on. It is gorgeous weather here tonight. If you get it any better for high school football than this, I'm just not sure how you could script it. It's crystal clear, beautiful star-filled skies, and just no wind at all out here. Absolutely pleasant early October evening. Both teams are out of the field, going through some pre-second half warm-ups. We're a couple of minutes away, and tell you what, Gus, in the locker room at halftime, Tigers have got to be saying, you know what, we did pretty good in the first half, we just need to keep this up, and MHMA's got to be saying, you know what, we did some things pretty well in the first half, but we need to expand on those.
I feel like both teams went to the locker room with a blueprint, right? For Morehill Mount Academy, they went to the locker room and said, okay, right now our kicker's got 4 points, we got a receiver with 6 points, we got to figure out something in the second half. I feel like throwing the ball and throwing the ball deep has been a great play for them. Getting Mark Harris outside of the pocket, getting him on the run, has really worked right now for MHMA. Flip the script for the Tigers. I think head coach Alex Thornburg just says, hey, we got to go out in the second half and continue to be aggressive, right? They were the aggressor in the first half. They were able to really just, when they wanted to, beat the ball downfield, right? Just keep pounding the ball forward. And I really think that in the second half, you're going to probably see a little more of that game.
Yeah, they set the tone. I mean, if, when you come out and make the other team play at your tempo and just, you know, play the things that you want them to do. And for MHMA, you talked about it. They rolled the dice. They made some adjustments. They tried to stop, you know, some of the Tigers' strengths. But ultimately, you can look at the scoreboard and see they have not been completely successful in that.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, you're playing aggressive. You're trying to play up in the box. You're trying to play around the football. You're trying to take the football away. And right now, for ACCHS, they've turned the ball over twice in the first half. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, they have turned the ball over twice. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, their two turnovers, ball security, right? Two fumbles. I think the one that really hurt you was the one where it looked like you were going in, you fumbled the ball at the 15, the Tigers turn around, turn that into a touchdown, put three more on the board in the second half, or the second quarter, including the one where they recovered off of a kickoff and then turned that into a touchdown. So for ACCHS, again, I feel like maybe for both of these teams, hold on to the ball here in the second half, and you're also getting into a points game, right? For the Tigers, they're looking to point out for Moore Hill Mount Academy. They're looking to win this game and try to at least, you know, get some points back in this one.
Right. And the magic number here, of course, is 21, right?
Yeah.
Now, the Ravens are going to get their first chance to cut into that Tiger lead with the initial possession because, if you'll recall, Tigers won the flip of the coin at the onset of the ball game, elected to receive. And with that, it'll be MHMA football, and the Ravens are very wary of this whole kickoff thing because the Tigers have done some interesting things. James Pelcher and Jackson Vice will be the two deep men to take the Trenton Kimmy kickoff. But sometimes they've kicked it high. Now the ball is straight up on the tee, so I expect a straightaway kick maybe with this one. And that's what we're going to get end over end. It'll bounce at the 15, at the 10, and it's going to be picked up at the 10-yard line. Wouldn't go out of bounds. Up the left side it comes, and out around the 20, Jackson Vice with the return. So just underway here in the second half, 34-10. Tigers in front, and Moore Hill Mount Academy will begin the third quarter with their offense out of the field. Ravens, by the way, I don't know if we've shared with you, are in their home uniforms with the black jerseys, black helmets, gold lettering, a trim, and white pants for the Tigers. It is white jerseys, black helmets, black pants, orange helmet decals, lettering, and trim. Here we go with the first and 10. And for the Tigers, they'll sweep around to the right side. The speed is just too great, and there was no chance at all for quarterback to get to the edge or for the running to get to the edge. Jackson Vice couldn't get there. Justin Vester, because he looked like just that sidewinder missile coming at him.
Yeah, Justin Vester did a great job of finding the point. He ran right to it, did a great job of meeting him in the backfield. A loss of three on the play. It'll bring up now second and 13 for the MHMA offense.
For the Ravens, I think it's going to be difficult because of the Tigers' great speed for them to get to the edge here tonight. And they're going to have to find a way to run forward, and now here's a handoff, an attack on the backfield on Johnkin as Colton Myers gets back there. We saw this play multiple times early in the game as they hand it to Johnkin, and he gets hit immediately.
Moore Hill Mount Academy, they've struggled a little bit tonight trying to block Colton Myers. Colton is a guy who early in the season we were seeing him at that linebacker position. Tonight, they've got him down as, you know, just a straight-up nose, and that time able to get in the backfield in a hurry. A 5-yard loss is going to bring up like 3rd and 17.
James Pelcher is going to come in from the near sideline, and he is going to bring the play in from the near side. Tigers rolling left. Harris looking. He's going downfield, right side, once pound, and it is picked off at the 45-yard line. Down the left side to the 40. Up the numbers to the 30. Down to the 20, hit at the 10, first and goal at the 9, ACCHS. That was Creighton Bowerly. Gus, in the first half, you called him a ball hawk.
Yeah, Creighton Bowerly is a kid who plays really well sideline to sideline. He stayed in the middle of the field, stayed deep, didn't allow the receiver to beat him. And that time, he did a great job. The ball was in the air for quite a while. He went to the sideline, was able to take that thing away at the midfield, and then get it all the way down to the 8. The Tigers are looking at first and goal.
Quickly, here comes ACCHS up over the football, and the Tigers are being quarterbacked here in this sequence by Caden Burns.
Sorry, that just worked for me.
Yeah, no, I'm down with that. Burns is going to take the snap, hand off right side. Easton Schlitzbaum goes backward, tries to get to the edge. He does, cuts in, touchdown, Tigers.
So that
Easton Schlitzbaum did something that you usually can't get away with. He went backward to get around the defense.
Yeah, so he went backwards, made one move, and then two defensive linemen ran into each other. And then Easton took full advantage of it, put a foot down, and ran north with it and gets the Tigers on the board.
So a one-play drive for ACCHS that very early in the second half, they stretched their lead. They're waiting for the call and the two-point conversion attempt for the Tigers.
All scoring plays are reviewed, right?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. This video is being sent to New York right now by Carrier Pigeon. And again, they will go with two receivers, three receivers to the left, although they've always run it, and they will again, and it will not get into the end zone of the two-point conversion run. Fails. We got a timeout of the field, 10:09 to go in the third quarter. Tigers stretch their lead. It is Atchison County 40, MHMA 10.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Teams still huddled up around the respective coaching staffs. And again, we have had no hurry by anyone to get this thing back underway. And I am, again, very uncertain. It's not like we're stopping for hydration breaks or to give the guys a little bit of a rest, but it is 44 degrees here at the stadium this evening. And I don't know why we take so long, but we do. Tigers are going to be kicking it away, and the Ravens will have their duo of return men standing in at their own 25-yard line. No Benedictine football tomorrow as the Ravens have a bye week in the middle of this.
I didn't laugh. Earlier in the night, you said the Ravens were idle tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you that the Ravens will not be idle tomorrow. They're going to be moving up in the polls and not even playing.
I like that. I'm really good with that. Here's a short kick. Jackson's going to pick it up at the 35, hit short of the 40-yard line, and he is hit by a second guy who just went headlong into the pile. And it will be first and 10.
There's a time you just like kind of hold your breath when that kind of a hit happens anymore.
In this day and age especially, right. You know, you worry.
So for Morehill Mount Academy, they're going to start their ninth possession of the night. The Tigers capping off a touchdown on a one-play drive in their last possession have now scored on five consecutive drives.
Here comes MHMA, and a little straight-ahead run after the wraparound handoff, bouncing outside of the 40, hit, and down at the 42-yard line. I tell you what the Tigers do, Gus, it is, I think, extremely, extremely good. They tackle well. They tackle solidly. You have not seen guys pull away or escape. What was I talking about? You got to break the first tackle. You got to make the first guy miss. The Tigers' first guy is not missing.
Yeah, the Tigers have a party around the ball carrier, right? That time it was Canyon Tolan, Ty Crofflin, Trenton Kimmy all getting involved. I'm telling you, one guy gets there and quickly they get in full pursuit and make the hit.
Second down call, and again, the sweep to the left side is going to be by Harris. He'll cut the edge, pick the first down, cross midfield, and take it into Tiger territory.
Creighton Bowerly makes the stop. Now Morehill Mount Academy has a player coming off the field a little slow. But it's going to be a first down for MHMA and keeping the ball on the ground. Nice run right there by the senior quarterback, Mark Harris.
When Jeff Ryan was doing games back in the early 80s, you know, he would call those tackles like that, those gang tackles, that be holding a team meeting on this guy's jersey.
Oh, I like it.
9:20 to go in the third quarter. First down call, and another straight ahead run, and this time successfully picking up 6 yards to the 41. That time
right side A gap.
Yeah, that time they're running off the right side, and for MHMA, you head leading the way. Left is your tackle, Adam Cottle.
And most of the time we've been seeing Morehead Academy run left side, but running right side this time. Motion will go to the left. That's going to be Coop. It's a second down call and back to throw. Quarterback wants to keep it himself. Changes direction. Goes back to the left. Need to pick up a block. Doesn't, but outruns the defensive lineman to the outside. Rushes out of bounds. He'll get half of what he needed to pick it up to.
Yeah, that time Mark Harris ran a long way. For a second, it looked like maybe he was going to get tossed for a loss, but a nice job of picking up some yardage on the play. It's going to bring up now a third and let's call it three for MHMA.
8.5 to go in the third quarter. Tigers with a 30-point lead on the road here this evening. Again, three receivers right side. Quarterback Harris rolling right, throwing, and it's a little behind Cooper. He had his hands on it, just could not quite haul it in.
And that time the safety was looking for the hit, and if he would have just kept his head up, he probably takes that thing back to the house for a pick six. But an incomplete pass. Now, Mark Harris is going to walk all the way over here to the near sideline and get the play call from the sideline. It will be a 4th-and-3 for MHMA.
Braves are going to leave their offense out of the field because, well, why not? You know, trailing by 30, 8.5 to go in the third quarter. Again, we do the numbers game, the math game. How many possessions are you going to have that you must score on? And they're going to need them all here in the second half. So on a 4th-and-3 call, it's going to be a quarterback draw. Harris, first down and more, 40, 35, left side, 30, 25, 20, out of bounds on the far sideline. I love the quarterback draw.
Yeah, Max Vodaroff able to come over and make the stop on the play for ACCHS. And I'm not sure if it was a design quarterback draw, but Mark Harris did a great job of realizing there was a bit of an avenue. He understood how far he needed to get down in distance. How big of a deal is field awareness right there? Understand down in distance, get the first down. Nice job by MHMA, keeping this drive alive with 8:25 left here in the third quarter.
And moving the football now deep into Tiger territory. First down around the 21-yard line. Motion will go to the left side. Ravens first down call. Wraparound handoff, trying outside. No room, cutting back into the middle. And just kind of being overpowered after the gain of a yard, maybe two. Kind of a gray. Makes the stop, and McCray's tackling style, guys, was not to grab at the ankles or to grab at the waist. It's to grab around the midsection and just pull you down.
Tyler McCray was a state qualifier wrestler for ACCHS last year. Do you see the carryover from football?
Absolutely.
I mean, he just grabs him and throws him down.
That was 2 points for a takedown, right?
I'm not sure about that whole thing.
Here's Harris, left side, intercepted at the goal line. Pass a little bit short, coming back up the left side with it to the 25 at the 30 markers. 1, 2, 3, 4, Justin Besser with the INT. But there are, if anybody has another marker, I don't know what they would do. They're all of them out there.
Yeah, Justin Besser did a great job of going up and stealing that ball away from the intended receiver, and we're going to get a block in the back against ACCHS after the interception. So count the interception. The penalty came on the return. So the Tigers are going to have this thing at, I don't know, somewhere around the 15-ish, I would assume. 10 maybe if they're going to say it's at the 20. Yeah, they're going to say it's at the 20. So expect this thing to end somewhere around the 10, 11-yard line.
Coming to you from Flush. It's halftime.
I've been there.
You have. Rock Creek leads Hiawatha 42-14 at intermission. And 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Holton has stretched his lead over Rossville to 42-10.
Can I tell you, every time I've been to Rock Creek, I've never seen the Mustangs win in the Flush, okay?
Well,
I don't know if they do.
I think they do a lot. And the snap back as high as rolling around on the ground at the goal line. Can the Tigers recover it? And,
oh, there's a penalty late. Nothing good happens
when
that penalty marker comes.
No.
Personal foul against MHMA.
So now, and I was find it interesting when that flag is thrown with a little extra fervor by the official. You know,
let's see if we can get that thing about 30 feet in the air.
All right, first of all, that the snap was back, it was not good, and the Tiger quarterback chasing a ball around, right around the goal line. That thing could have very easily have been picked up for a safety or a touchdown, but it was recovered by the Tigers, and then the subsequent penalty is going to leave Atchison County pretty good shape looking now at a third down at about five. Second down at about five. Here's a handoff to the right side, and again, going backward to get to the edge. Schlesbaum will get short of the first down, but pick up a couple of yards on the far side.
Hey, Ethan Schlesbaum running over there for Moore Hill Mount Academy. Adam Cottle, one of the first guys, and there's another penalty on the field. This one going to be around the 15-yard line.
So the Tigers are going to lose some of that yardage they picked up on that run and previous penalty.
Well, MHMA is going to call a timeout, and I don't think they realize that there is a penalty on the field. So
can you take that back? Can you get a mulligan on that?
Should.
Wait to see if they are going to be charged with it or not. Coaches are all out on the field like they're getting a timeout, and I'm going to assume they are. Let's do it. We're taking a break, Neil. It comes here at 7:26 to play. We're in the third quarter in Atchison. Atchison County 40, Markham Mount Academy 10.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Well, the Ravens taking a timeout. 7:26 to play in the third quarter. We'll keep an eye on other scores coming around the area as they make their way into us. Oh, guys, I do have a score from across town as they approached halftime. I don't have a halftime score, but late in the second quarter, it was the Phoenix leading the Scots 42-18.
Do they call that a mirage?
Maybe. Here we go. We're back to action. Second down 15. Tigers snap back. Got a little wildcat now running into the middle, and there's
oh,
minimal yards.
I don't think
there.
Any of that play was designed
that
like that.
That was what they had in mind.
The ball came back. Easton wasn't really expecting it. Easton picks it up and runs. Adam Cottle's going to get credit for a tackle. There's 7 minutes left in the third quarter, and the Tigers are looking at a third and 12, and this is a big play for MHMA.
You know, I'm thinking that the Tigers had run that wildcat on purpose because we've seen a lot of offensive diversity from Coach Thornburg. Here we go. Third down and double digits. Third down and long. Snap back, take it to the waist. The handoff over to the left side. Bouncing outside, pushing away from the first defender. And then as the second comes over, the tackle's made at the 17-yard line. It is well short of the first down.
Luke Siever going to get credit for the stop.
And now it is a fourth down. And from this spot on the field, I would suspect the Tigers will be willing to punt this away.
You want to talk about something? That's a big stop for Moore Hill Mount Academy. If they force ACCHS to punt the ball, for the Tigers, this will be not only their first punt of the ball game. This will be the first time they haven't scored on a drive since back in the first quarter.
Now, the Ravens don't think they're punting. They have sent no one back for a return.
And Thornburg's like looking at the play sheet and he's calling something.
And the Tigers are leaving the offense out there. So fourth down. And now Ashton County's going to take a timeout. Let's hang on to it here. We'll analyze this a little bit. Here's where they're at. They are 4th and 3 at their own 18-yard line. They got a 30-point lead in the game. I mean, it's not like they're jeopardizing the outcome of this thing should they fail.
Well, and honestly, calling a timeout right there because Coach Thornburg spent a lot of time staring at that call sheet on his wrist. And by the time he got the play in, he realized the time was getting away from him. And 4th and 3 versus 4th and 8 is a big difference right now. And I honestly think right now,
Coach Thornburg might leave the offense on the field, if nothing more than to try to forego punting tonight.
That's a pretty good night when you don't have to punt the football, right?
Again, we talk about this all the time with Coach Osborne. You know, I like Colin Bruner. I don't need to see Colin Bruner play on a Saturday afternoon, right? Again, everybody likes the punter. I just don't need a team to take the ball.
Like last, we're going to ask Coach, what do you want to see? And you know it's going well is I want to see him punt the ball.
Yeah, I want to see their punter all day.
Yeah, exactly.
So for the Tigers, they're going to line up like maybe they're going to go for this. I don't know. You could even maybe see a quick kick out of this. Right. Morgan Mount Academy way up over it.
And here is the snap, handoff right side, trying to get to the edge, turning the corner, and he's going to have a first down off the stiff arm. Moving to the outside, Trenton Kimmy, he angled it. And I think he's gotten that, hasn't he?
Yeah, he picks it up. Nice job by Trenton Kimmy. Again, that whole field awareness of down in distance, where are the sticks? And that time, he just angled for the sticks on the far sideline, picks up the first down. And again, the Tigers will leave the offense out on the field, trying to build on this 40-10 lead. 5.5 left here in the third quarter.
Tigers advancing the ball and send the receivers over to the left side for Caden Burns. Burns will go motion to the left side. Snap is back again. It's over his head. He runs back and covers up the football. That's a smart play by the sophomore quarterback. Hey, we certainly hope you're enjoying high school football here this evening on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Father Meinrad is joining the game here today.
I wonder if Father Jeremy walked over here, if he's walking back home.
You know, I hope he's got a bright light, you know, and is doing it safely. 5 minutes of play in the third quarter. Tigers enjoying a 30-point lead. Here's a handoff right side, and MHMA snipped this thing out, and a tackle is going to be made for a huge loss.
Yeah, that time they quickly give the ball to Easton Schlitzbaum over there for Morehill Mount Academy. It's going to be Cooper and Stotz Yachichko. That takes me a second. So it's going to bring up a third down for ACCHS. They really haven't thrown the ball much with Caden Burns at the quarterback.
And they probably really haven't had to. I mean, again, you said a moment ago, they have had no trouble in their possessions with scores. And here they go. Quarterback takes it. Little jet sweep to the left side, the wide side. At the 15-20, cutting against the grain, 25, all the way to the 30-yard line. They're not at the first down marker yet, but they picked up a big, big chunk of it, 15 of the 20 they needed.
Yeah. So now, that was a big play right there for ACCHS because they were looking at a fourth and long. Now they're looking at a fourth and, let's call it, four, maybe.
Yeah. A little while ago, they went for, you know, further back in their own territory on a fourth and three. Had to go with it at fourth and four. So I can't imagine they're not going to go for it right here. And the last time they did this, they put it in the hands of Trenton Kimmy and just said, hey, big guy, show us your wheels and angle this thing to the far sideline. Running backs on either side of quarterback Caden Burns on his fourth down call. They're going to run the same play to the right side, and this time cutting into the middle and finding the going tough and stop short. The Tigers are going to turn it over on downs.
So this is the... Luke Siever comes up and makes a stop on it. But that's a big play for Morehill Mount Academy. That is the first time they've stopped ACCHS from scoring a touchdown all the way back to the first quarter.
Easton Schlitzbaum ran that play differently than Trenton Kimmy did. Trenton just used speed and got to the outside and caught the edge and picked up the first down. This time, Easton tried to cut to the middle and across the grain. It didn't work. Here's a little bit of a delay handoff, but it's not going to work very well. James Pelzer's,
you're going to get a face mask against the Tiger. Again, as Pelzer hit the line, his face went backwards, and it's going to be a penalty against the Tigers.
3 minutes to go in the third quarter. We have, after seeing all those first half points, the second half, we haven't seen a lot. One score.
One score. The very first possession for ACCHS. They scored on a one-play drive, an Easton Schlitzbaum 8-yard run. But here, so far since then, it's just been a lot of play in between the, I don't know.
It's kind of been between the 50s.
Yeah.
Here we go with a first down and 5. MHMA going from left to right here in this third quarter with 3 minutes to play. Back to throw again is going to be Harris. Takes a really deep drop. Now Chase hit. Goes as he's falling to the ground, and it's going to go incomplete. Marker down at the 50 or at the 25 on both sides of the field.
Yeah, you're going to have probably an illegal shift against Moore Hill Mount Academy. Had two guys that moved at the same time. Again, that's one of those where the quarterback's got to give him a little more time to get set.
You don't necessarily always see that marker on both sides of the field. It must have been
I went from motion over there, ended here, and both teams said, yeah, or both officials said, yeah.
Yeah, that's about how it went. So for these two teams.
The 5-yard penalty face mask on first down. So you're looking at first and 5. Then procedural penalty backs it up to first and 10. This will be the third time we're going to attempt first down.
We'll update you on some scores here after this. First and 10 call. Moore Hill Mount Academy with the football, late going to the third quarter. Harris way back, gets the pass away, take it at the 30, down to the 25, and wrangled to the ground to the 23-yard line. Nice catch and carry by Stats, and the Ravens are going to be close to the first down. Easton Schlitzbaum with the tackle. They're going to say, move the sticks or not? I think they are, yeah. First down?
Sure, why not? It'll be a first down for MHMA. The clock is rolling. 2.5 minutes left here in the third quarter of play. Moore Hill Mount Academy with the ball trailing by 30. They're going to send Stats wide, wide to the left. As far as he's over, you got to think possibly a slant.
To put Coop in motion to the wide side of the field. Harris is back, blitzes on. He's in trouble, throws one, and is it caught? No. Down at the ankles. Going down, trying to make a catch on it is going to be Luke, but it'll hit the ground at the 15-yard line. Just, is this something that we do that wherever we go, the games last long, and even if we've been somewhere, we leave and the games go quickly? Because Troy's game is over.
Yeah, well,
last week we were there, and the game took a while. Our
also,
game here still has 2 minutes to go in the third.
Also some fewer points this evening.
Yeah, maybe that. Back to throw again, Harris. Looks left, has a man wide open, and it's incomplete at the 10.
That time, Mark Harris sailed that pass maybe a little bit when he was looking over there to the left flat. And what, Troy came away maybe another winner?
Troy did. Troy defeats Jackson Heights tonight, 32-0. And Jackson Heights is a really good team. Tell you what, at Troy, they've got things going on there. This is a Trojan team is absolutely outstanding, as we saw last week.
And next week, ACCHS is going to be back at Tiger Stadium taking on that Jackson Heights team.
Now, Harris is being flushed out of the pocket, running for his life. He can run with it. He's got some room at the 20. Darts to the outside of the 15, and a second defender will push him out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. Looked like he had even more room than that, but it closed up pretty quickly. That Tigers secondary is fast.
Yeah, the Tigers closed quickly, and over there was Justin Besser, the first guy. For Moore Hill Mount Academy next week, they are going to make the trip out on 24 Highway as they're going to be at Silver Lake next Friday.
Fourth down, Ravens, with 1.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It'll be a fourth down 4. They're about the 16-yard line, deep in Tiger territory. Harris back there again. The blitz is on. He's got three guys on him. He's sacked. He had nowhere to go. The blitz was on, and I'll tell you what, Justin Vassar was all over him. This is a quarterback. What do you do? I mean, it's fourth down. You really can't afford to just throw it out the back of the end zone, but you would have saved some yards had you done that, and you just can't find a receiver quickly enough because those guys were there.
Yeah, that time ACC just dialed up the blitz and sent the house. And if you're Mark Harris, there's no right answer there. I mean, you hold on to the ball as long as you can. You're hoping somebody gets open. Maybe you just chuck the ball down the field. But at the end of the day, it's just not much time to look for anybody downfield.
Tigers put the offense back out on the field in the late moments of the third quarter. Pass over the middle is going to be batted. And is it caught? It is.
That was a tremendous catch with a defender right in his pocket by Justin Vassar. A pickup of about a half a dozen on that first down catch.
Yeah, and Adam Cottle over there able to make the stop on the play. And if you're the Tigers, what, maybe run one more play in the quarter? But yeah. I have a feeling they're going to get a little greedy because they didn't score in their last possession. I feel they're going to try to get a couple plays in.
We're down to just over a half a minute to play in the third quarter. Tigers with the football. It's going to bring up a second down at about four, shy of their own 40-yard line. They got two men in motion. They're all coming over now to talk. Look at Coach. And now they're shifting around, very confused. I guess that they'll get this figured out. And here's a snap back. And all of that for a straight-ahead run. And a gaping hole will provide a first down in Morris. The running back carries defenders. Easton Schletzbaum takes it all the way to midfield and maybe a yard beyond. They will advance the sticks. It is first and 10. And will the Tigers snap it again? They will not. Three quarters in the book in Atchison. We'll be back going to the fourth. It is ACCHS 40, Far Hill Mount Academy 10.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in ton lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Fans in the stadium stands on both sides of the field, lining the track with folding chairs, wearing coats, wearing jackets, wearing blankets. But tell you what, enjoying homecoming 2022. However, right now the Tigers maybe having just a little bit more fun as they got a 30-point lead going into the fourth quarter. They're on top 40-10. Welcome back, everybody. Officials getting the ball changed from one end of the field to the other. That involves moving it 2 yards from the 49 on one side to the 49 on the other.
Officials love that, right? It's way better than when a team's about to go in and score and then you got to move it 98 yards back down the field to the other end.
And again, ACCHS taking a world of time. Officials seem okay with it.
If you're the Tigers, at this point, why not? Right?
Yeah,
because if you're ACCHS, the only thing that you're trying to do is get out of this game.
Well, again, I just want the clock.
Ahead 21.
Yeah, I just want the clock running right now so that it gets over and Dwayne can warm up the bus here in a minute and we can head back west. First down. Here's a straight-ahead run, bouncing it out to the left side of the 45, cutting back into the middle of 40, kicking outside of the 30. Foot race down to the left side of the 20, 15. At the 10-5, tripped up and down at the 2-yard line. Adam Cottle saving a score, but what a run by Easton Schletzbaum.
Yeah, Easton Schletzbaum did a great job of, once he got to the linebackers, he cut to the left where the cornerback had vacated and able to get it all the way down to the 2-yard line. It'll be first and goal right there for ACCHS with 11 and a half minutes left in the ball game.
Tigers are going to quickly step out over the ball. And I tell you what, Easton and all of the ball carriers for the Tigers, their speed has been so impressive this evening. Burns awaits the snap, hands off again, Schletzbaum, and this is just straight ahead, power run, touchdown Tigers. Punching it in from 3 yards out, Easton Schletzbaum. It is now 46-10.
And for Easton Schletzbaum, that's going to be his second touchdown of the ball game. He had the one in the third quarter, one to start the fourth quarter here in the Tigers. Now lead this thing 46-10.
2-point conversion effort getting set to come up here for Atchison County. Quarterback Caden Burns, really, really long count, and they're going to hand off again. Cutting left, cutting right, cutting into the end zone. Schletzbaum for two. Taking a break, Neil. 10:55 to go in the game. It's all Tigers now. Atchison County, 48, MHMA 10.
Amberwell Atchison is excited to announce the return of the Amberwell Health Fair Saturday, October 15th from 8 a.m. to noon at Atchison Elementary School. With over 50 indoor and outdoor booths and activities planned, attendees can look forward to free health screenings, vaccinations, and blood tests, kids and adult educational activities, and lots of prizes and giveaways. Bring the whole family. It's sure to be a fun day for all. For more details, visit amberwellhealth.org.
Teams huddle up again around their respective coaching stands as ACCHS has put together an insurmountable lead at this point in the ballgame. 48-10, looking to go to 5-1 on the season.
So for Morehill Mount Academy, they're kind of up against a couple things right now. Not only are they down 38, but the problem is if you lose, it's one thing, but you don't want to lose by, you know, 21. You want to try to cut into that. Lose close at this time of the year is kind of that motto. And right now for MHMA, they're looking at being pointed out tonight.
Yeah, but here's the deal. We talk about the math. Not only are you not going to have a lot of possessions, but the Ravens need to score 3 touchdowns. And here's, again, that little knuckleball kick that Morehill Mount Academy refuses to field, and it's on the ground. And I think
like
the Ravens may have gotten
that. That thing bounded. It hit off a person. Now rolling the clock. And
coming off the bottom of the stack, who we got? Fiber out there for MHMA. So coming up with that ball is Jack Smith, sophomore Jack Smith. Here's my point. Tigers have got to score to get it down to the 21. They got to score 3 touchdowns. Or the Ravens, rather. Got to score 3 touchdowns to get it to 21. 10-20 and rolling along here at 1st and 10, MHMA. Mark Harris will direct a little traffic. Everybody comes set. Mark will keep it himself. Cuts right. Runs right. Needs a block. It doesn't come. He gains a yard, maybe two. Mark Harris running out of bounds into the Tiger sideline. Picking up a couple of yards, but he was looking for that one seal block to give him an edge, but it just did not develop.
And you're talking about the number of scores that Morehill Mount Academy needs. But the problem is they're getting about 3 possessions a quarter. In the first quarter they had 4, but in the second quarter they had 3 in the third quarter, and this is only their first possession here of the second. And the reason that Morehill Mount Academy had 4 possessions in the first quarter is because ACCHS had a fumble on a one-play drive.
Here's a pass as he was about to get sacked. Harris doing a great job of getting the pass away. And then, with defenders all over him, it was a very nice catch by Luke Siebert across the way, picking up about a half a dozen or so. Matter of fact, then they get it marked down. It's going to leave the Ravens looking at a third down and a pair with 9:20 to go in the game.
St. Mary's beat JCN this evening, 45-0. Try to see if I can't find a few more local scores. We're going to get a holding penalty on the incomplete pass.
Pass over to the left side, looking for Pound a bit out of his reach. And again, I think you're probably spot on with this call. And there's the preliminary indication.
Eudora beat Schlegel this evening, 55-7. Sabetha beat Riverside, 56-0. It was Riley County, 44, Horton, 3. Kicking a field goal tonight at Horton.
Get that goose egg off the board, man.
In the third quarter, Horton leads Rossville, 42-10.
I got your final. Horton just came in on my text group at 48-17.
They really call it that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
Carol Capen is a tight one. How about this? Carol 26, Capen 21, a minute left in the third quarter.
We also got one of those going on in Kansas City tonight. Here's a pass over to the left flat, going to be caught and tackled quickly at the 25-yard line, and in the process losing about 3 yards.
Wamego beats Shawnee Heights tonight, 35-6. Washburn Rule beats Topeka High, 66-6.
Do you have anything on the Miege? And I believe it was the St. Thomas Aquinas game.
see if I can find it.
Tigers are going to punt this, or MHMA is going to punt this thing away on a fourth down at about 20 with 7:20 to play. Harris takes a nice snap, gets a good kick away. It turns over, taken at the 50-yard line. Oh, a tremendous open field one-on-one tackle by the Raven kick coverage unit. And it'll be Tiger football at the Raven 45-yard line. That was a well-done kick coverage tackle out there. 6:50 to go and rolling along here toward the conclusion of this one tonight. Again, no Benedictine football tomorrow in Key Radio. The Ravens will not be playing. It is the open date. We won't call it idle. We'll just call it an open date in the calendar in the middle of the conference season as they shift to South Division play. The handoff over to the left side, breaking one tackle, 45-40, 35, swinging left side, pushed out of bounds inside the 20-yard line. Nice run down there for the Tigers. Max Bodaroff, the freshman.
Good to see Max in there running the ball a little bit. We've seen him mostly on the defensive side of the football tonight, but now get a little action in the backfield. And talk about the Tigers. They've got Easton Schlitzbaum, a sophomore. You've got Max Bodaroff, a freshman. You've got your quarterback tonight, Caden Burns, a sophomore. So, some nice youth on this team. Or youth, you know. Just under 6 minutes to play here at Guy Galley Field.
48-10, Tigers up front. Here's a little handoff right side. Again, they break the first contact, 20-15, down to the 10, staying in bounds at the 5. Walk on the tightrope, and it is in the end. Touchdown! That was, again, a great job on a 19-yard run to the right side, and you break away from that first contact. Trent Kinney was able to walk the hash marks on the near side and get into the end zone for the fourth time this evening.
Yeah, Trenton Kimme has two receptions, a 43 and a 50. Then he's also gone in on an 8-yard and now a 19-yard run tonight.
And now the Tigers bring Dalton Damon into the backfield. Got that big lineman back there. Will he carry it? He will, but he will not carry it into the end zone. We're taking a timeout. PAT does not work. And with 5 minutes to go in the game, your score: Tigers 54, Ravens 10.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
ACCHS kickoff unit coming back on the field. Gus, they have spent a lot of time out there tonight, and they're ready to put a toe to it. And the Ravens very likely will be looking at their final offensive series of the evening.
Well, the ninth kickoff of the night for the Tigers and for Morehill Mount Academy. This will be their second possession of the fourth quarter. This will only be their sixth possession of the second half.
Trent Kimmy's going to put a toe to it, and it's that same wobbly dead kick. This time, the Ravens learn the lesson, call a fair catch. Well done by Cooper Pound. And it'll bring up a first and 10. And the catch of the ball is beyond that 35-yard line. They're going to have it at the 38.
Yeah, that's one of those upperclassmen right there, understanding what he needed to do on that play and said, hey, let's get the fair catch. Let's get our offense out on the field. 4.5 left here in the contest.
And again, you call that fair catch, that kick coverage guy must allow you the opportunity.
What did Troy Polamalu that lit up Tyler Lockett? Take care, Mitch.
Quarterback
quarterback back to throw. Harris, lots of time, and he is throwing deep into some tight coverage and is picked off. The interception by Creighton Bowerly. That will be his second INT tonight for the Tigers. And we're at 4 minutes to play. That ball is going to be spotted down for Atchison County. And the Tigers are going to take a timeout here, guys. We'll hang on to it.
Yeah, they're going to take a timeout. Yeah, we'll just keep it here. You know what they're doing? They're making sure that everybody's on the right page. They're going to get some of the young guys in here for this possession. And again, anytime you put in a new group of guys, just make sure everybody understands where they're lining up, what exactly the goals are right now. And the goals are, and look, Mitch is quick across that field in a hurry.
The goal is to get Dwayne to start the bus.
Yeah.
And I would be sitting here right now, I'd be saying, Dwayne, time out to find him and send him
make sure
out of the parking lot.
Make sure he knows where the keys are.
Yep,
you know.
Absolutely. Pick the right radio. What station are you going to listen to? They're going to be listening to CARE on the way home. So get that 93.7 dialed up into the bus radio.
Probably texting Marcy to tell Marcy that he'll be home, you know, in about an hour.
There's probably, like, ice cream to be had watching the Tonight Show.
Exactly, see? So it'll be 1st and 10 for the Tigers, just under 4 minutes to play here. As ACCHS will come away with a big district win, they'll be able to, you know, kind of spoil the football part of homecoming 2022. And they're going to get another win in the Northeast Kansas League, as that will set up for a huge tilt next Friday night at ACCHS as they'll host Jackson Heights.
Here comes the Tiger offense with a 1st and 10 of their own 35-yard line. Again, they'll go with that little jet sweep to the left side. And again, breaking tackles, cutting back across the grain, and picking up about 6 or 7 or 8 is freshman Max Bodaroff. Now, what MHMA will do differently than what we saw at homecoming last week, because we've seen homecoming at Troy, we've seen homecoming at Horton, we've seen homecoming at Pleasant Ridge this year. And if you remember, the PA guy told everybody that you got like 20 minutes to get yourself to
but
the dance.
The door's locked in 20 minutes, right?
Yeah. Well, at Moore Hillmount Academy, that will not occur tonight because the dance is tomorrow evening. They'll hold that on a Saturday night event. 3 minutes to go here tonight. Tigers are going to bring players in tight on the near side, run straight ahead, pick up a 1st down to the 45-yard line, and that probably seals the deal.
Yeah, Mac Bodaroff is going to be able to pick up another 1st down. We're under 3 minutes to play.
Yep, you got Caden Burns going over. He's having a chit-chat with head coach Alex Thornburg. Paul Quarter, Mitch Oswald, a couple of great guys, his assistants over there. They have this team well-prepared to come in tonight.
Yeah,
1st and 10 of the 45.
Really impressed with Coach Thornburg and what he's done with his ACCHS program. And, you know, you can tell that he's got this program in the weight room. I mean, they're big, they're strong, they're just a tough team.
Cannon Crossland in at a receiver spot. He will go in motion to the left side. He's a sophomore.
Also in there for the Tigers on the offensive line, you're going to see Harrison Bear, a freshman, lining up at right tackle. Also in there, Ty Bassett, sophomore.
Just trying to pick out some of those young guys.
23,
you
you're going to see Rance Vesser is in there. You're also going to see, you talked about Cannon Crossland.
I think I see Raul Malara out there, freshman, sporting 20. On the far side at a receiver spot. 2nd down at about 5 at the midfield stripe. And Tigers taking all the time they can. Here's your snap. Here's a little wrap around, handoff to the 50. Right side, here's the marker down. And the ball carrier will be chased out of bounds on the near side as Max is going to be herded over into the near sideline by Luke Siebert. And, yeah, we got another penalty. Quickly, players running in and out of the game for Atchison County is Coach Thornburg. You know he's got the checklist on a clipboard, right? Checking them off, making sure that he's gotten everybody in there.
You've got Nate Ohm in the ball game, a sophomore.
Also in there, Quentin Claxton, a junior on the offensive line. Taylor Jennings, a sophomore. Harrison Bear, the freshman. Let me get those offensive linemen some love.
Well, but here's the thing. If Nate had all of his aunts and uncles and stuff, the place would be full.
Yeah.
Nice, big family. Second down and long. Tigers, they'll hand off again to Max. He'll sweep left, get bumped, get ridden to the ground, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight in Atchison, Kansas. It's Atchison County, 54, Morehill Mount Academy, 10, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Our coverage will continue with a Giant Communications postgame show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Hey, back with you, Izzy. Homecoming 2022 ball game here tonight. So, a lot of struggles for both of these teams. One touchdown scored in the opening quarter as both clubs kind of tried to find themselves, but then six touchdowns in the second quarter pretty well decided things.
Yeah, once things are going there into the second quarter, for ACCHS, you know, they fumbled on the very first play of the ball game, and it was tough because they won the toss. They said, give us the football. They fumbled away right away, and for them, it was not exactly the first quarter they had envisioned. But then as the game progressed, they scored on seven of their next eight possessions. They didn't punt at all tonight. And when it comes down to it, Morehill Mount Academy just couldn't get a lot of things put together. When they'd have good plays, we'd see penalties, we'd see some turnovers tonight. And for the Tigers, they win, and we'll next week be back at home as they'll take on Jackson Heights in a game that has no meaning for district play, but all the meaning in the world for a Northeast Kansas title.
Absolutely, that is going to be a big deal. And these Tigers, I tell you what, not only are they thinking of conference titles, I think they've got bigger aspirations of that. They probably should have as well as they've played. We've seen them a couple of times now, and they've been impressive both times we've seen them.
Yeah, so for ACCHS, they're going to move to 5-1 on the season. For Morehill Mount Academy, they will now fall to 2-4. And next Saturday evening, we talked about it, they're going to be out on 24 Highway. They'll be at Silver Lake. Talking about Silver Lake, they came away winners tonight against Pleasant Ridge. They won that game 41-6. So, again, season's rolling right along, and
we don't have a whole lot of football left before we start getting into, you know, the whole mythical week 9, and it'll be college football playoffs before you know it. So it's just a fun time of the year. Speaking about how quickly it's moving along and college football, there is no Benedictine football tomorrow. The Ravens have an open date in the schedule on the 8th of October, and they're going to be back a week from tomorrow. And we're going to be with them now the next 5 weeks in a row. And then on within, look at all, to the postseason is Benedictine, because you predict they will advance in the poll, sitting at home and enjoying the afternoon. Final score tonight here at Guy Galley Field, homecoming 2022 for the Ravens is Atchison County Community High School 54, Marhell Mount Academy 10. Want to thank our man Neil in the Care Sports Studio. He's our producer and engineer this evening, doing a great job, Neil. Thank you very much. For Gus Couch, here in the booth, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Find the latest scores, game recaps, and team information at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.